This is How to Die Alone.
Hey gang, it's the How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Stephen Henry, and with me as always is Matt Williams.
Matt Williams.
Yeah, it's him. And then David Wayne. Yeah, I assure you that is also David Wayne. And all the way from the West Coast, we got Tampa's native son, Mr. Cam Bertrand.
Nope. That is the most excited I've ever heard you announce somebody's name.
Nope, it's not me.
Dude, Steven's been hyping this up like so all week. He's like, I'm so excited Cam's going to be here.
I was like, dude, it's Cam.
Oh, that's nice. I wouldn't be excited for me.
You wouldn't.
That's what I said.
No, it is exciting for sure. But it's one of those things. It's like, well, I remember when you started. Not started, I shouldn't say. But I remember when I started.
I am your OG. I'm everybody in this room's OG.
This is true. But still, I look at you. I'm like, oh, he's just a little boy. It's just Cam, you know.
I forgot how fucking tall you were.
Yeah.
I've gotten taller. I have to have, because when I came back, it's literally been every single person.
Is it
every
the
single
diet?
Person's like, I think you're getting taller. I think it's because I can't afford to eat out in LA. I think I'm just growing.
So you're getting skinnier?
Yeah. I just look slenderer.
Yeah, no, because like the first, like when I saw you back at Iberian, like we just started having a back and forth, and you're like, you look like a loaf of bread. And I was like, at least I look like I eat bread.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I know. It's so good.
I can't afford bread in LA.
I know. I was like
whole wheat grain. And, man, it's expensive.
No gluten.
There's no Sara Lee bread out there.
Yeah, I eat fingernails out in LA. It's the only thing I can eat.
Got to get the nutrients off the dirt that was underneath that fingernail.
I'll farm my own food. I'm done with this.
You got 10 of them. You need 2 a day during the weekdays.
Yeah, dude, it's
just snack them nails.
Well, my happiest thing was that like you came back, you've got shows, but then you're going back to LA. Like you're not staying.
No, I can't stay.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, like being back is dope. Like I've gotten a bunch of love and like I'm getting a bunch of shows and stuff, but I have to go back.
Yeah.
Well, it's the longest you've been away from your girl since you've been dating, right?
This is the longest we've been apart, and she's already freaking out. It hasn't even been a week, dude.
It's a lady.
She's losing her
You're like,
mind.
What, 6 weeks away, right? Or 6 weeks you're supposed to be here?
Yeah, I'm here till, March 27th, I leave.
Ooh-wee.
So I'm here for another 4 weeks.
Buckle up, like Christina. It's going to be a long
first
month.
She's going to lose her mind. I'm absolutely starting to. I'm going to come back now.
She's already losing it. Like, the Instagram post.
She, like, broke her ankle yesterday.
Yeah.
Are you serious? That's not good.
Well, does that have anything to do with you?
I think so.
Is it the hiking? You guys go hiking in the
No, I don't get active
LA
at all.
Trails?
I went to that picture of me in front of the Hollywood sign. I went there once, and I was like, yeah, I'm done.
That's a long-ass hike, too, isn't it?
Long hike. Yeah. Parking's trash.
You mountain lions everywhere. To Alice Cooper's O. I think he owns the O. One of them.
Oh.
He owns one of the O's? I didn't know that.
That's a weird fact. And like, who would...
So wait, so if the city decided to tear down the Hollywood sign, they would just leave the fucking O up there?
No. Celebrities own each of the letters.
Oh, really?
I can't remember which O is the Alice Cooper one.
Actually, I think if the apocalypse happens, I could see Alice Cooper making his final stand on top of the O.
That's
just like with the machine gun.
Yeah.
That's such an excessive amount of money that I can't even comprehend. Just going... what else can I buy?
I'm bored.
A sign,
dude. Well, and he bought a vowel.
He bought a
vowel. Yeah, he got the vowel.
I'm mad at you that made me giggle.
It's the only vowel in Hollywood.
Like, hey guys, it's been good. This is my highlight of my podcast career. Made Cam like get a little
a
giggle.
That's hilarious. He bought a vowel.
So, but now that you're back, are you
take that, Stan?
Yeah, exactly.
Not sometimes funny.
Jesus.
Are you excited to be back?
Excited to be back, yeah. It's
but I imagine, but you're also.
I'm just excited to be out of the bubble, to be honest.
Okay.
LA is a bubble. You can't say certain things. You can't do certain things. You can't be a person.
Yeah, that's what I was. That was one topic of discussion that, when you did your set at Iberian, which went great, by the way. Like, the amount of relaxation was like, you said, I can say what I
want
to say here. And it
I
was
want.
So, yeah.
Dude.
And I felt so bad about it, too. I was like,
but.
And you just said, like, bitch. That was it. Like,
that's my favorite thing about the Tampa scene, is you can just get away with, like, all that shit.
Because,
people will just be like, oh, it's jokes.
Florida's one of those weird places where you can actually just do jokes, and they're just the jokes, and people will listen. And if it's not funny, they won't laugh, but they're not going to be like, you can't say that. Atlanta's gotten softer.
Really?
New York
like bigger
soft,
cities?
LA's soft. It's just where people concentrate the most of their energy. Nobody mm-hmm. cares about Florida. Like as more so about like we don't care what y'all say because they know Florida's known for being crazy.
That's true. Right.
So I almost get more leverage in LA when I go, hey, I'm from Florida. They go, oh, we expect you to be weird.
We expect you to be a little more like
I didn't know that was a stigma. I knew yeah. like people would joke about it and stuff, but no, it's for yeah. real. When you tell people you're from Florida, they go, oh, wow. Oh, what's
I think like, it's like a different country. Well, like,
yeah, like fuck? I'm telling them from Guatemala.
Yeah.
They're like, how is it?
How'd you get here? Did you float?
Yeah, oh, I'm like, it's a regular it. City. They're like, mm-hmm.
You know how to drive an automobile?
Like, exactly.
Yeah. They let you leave?
I didn't like, it.
You don't read upside down? Is this weird?
Yeah.
You can so read? Oh.
Do you sleep?
Yeah. You sleep like
that's
bats.
So weird.
Yeah.
You, would
do you
that.
Taste colors?
That's funny. Why are you eating the book? That's not.
But I want to ask you, since you've been back, how many moments have you had where you're like, I can't wait to get back to LA?
Maybe one.
Okay, I was just wondering, it's like, not, how many? I mean, you haven't been back that long, but still, just be like, man, you know, it's so humid here. I want to get back.
Oh, dude, I went to a.
It's like, I miss packed rooms.
Yeah.
Packed rooms. What did you just say? No, not at all. There's not a. The only packed room in LA is the Comedy Store.
That's
the only one. Every other room is competing with how do we get people out of the Comedy Store and into our room.
Have you done like the improv though? And like it's right down the road, right? It's all on Sunset.
Yeah, they're all.
But that's not packed either.
They're all well. They get numbers, but they're competing with the store.
Yeah,
the store is on such a whole nother level right now, dude. They're selling out 3 shows a night.
I see. Yeah, I see the list on Twitter of all the people, and I'm like, every one of these people is headlining or has been on TV or is on TV.
You got Joe Rogan and Joey Diaz doing hat tricks every night. Like it's wild. You got, and you don't even have to look at the lineup. You can literally just go, I'm going to go to the store tonight and see some goats.
And you'll know, yeah.
And you know somebody's going to pop in, Burrow pop in, Chappelle pop in, Rock will pop in. I've seen Sebastian Maniscalco go up and destroy it. Like,
he's so good.
So many people would just walk in the building, go up, murder, and then leave. You can go to the show at 8 o'clock, stay till 2 in the morning, and just see so much comedy. And it's, man.
I feel like
and good
Sebastian
comedy.
Is one of the dudes they let get away with a lot of shit.
Yeah, but it's his mannerisms and it's his energy. Like, you trust that guy.
Yeah,
there's certain
yeah.
things about a guy where you're like, I trust him to be funny. I know he doesn't mean it. You know, yeah. Sebastian is a
plus
like,
he's Italian. Yeah. So I mean, when you're like an immigrant, like you get more. I mean, he's not sorry. He's from. You know what I mean? Like you're not white. Is what
foreign.
I'm pretty much saying. Yeah. You're not white.
I need
white.
To start leveraging that. Then. I didn't know
Cam's a white guy. As a white heterosexual male,
he can't say anything.
You know, because right. he has to walk that line of like, what do they want
you
in the industry?
Most annoying
you know?
Is some of it's the audience, but mostly comics are the ones who are soft. It's mostly the comics who, after a mic, they'll
serious?
Come up to you and go, "Hey, man, you know, I don't think you can say that here." And it's like, you're a comic. We're doing this mic in front of 15 comics who aren't listening. They're all outside.
Right.
I've done an open mic for just a jukebox. Like just I'm not just
just a jukebox.
Just a jukebox.
Was
the host
it on?
Brought me on stage, walked outside. There's no one in this building. I was on stage going, "What am I doing?"
Was there a bartender?
Literally talking to myself. There was a bartender, but like he wasn't.
He didn't count.
He wasn't even listening. Like he didn't have customers because there was nobody in this place,
mm-hmm.
and he still wasn't listening.
Oh my god!
Respect.
It was bad. It was bad. But like that was my first open mic. In LA.
That was your first open mic experience in LA.
Oh, wow. The first show
that's
I did.
That's poetic.
Never
right
forget
there.
That.
I would have left instantly. Like, fuck the city.
Like, sold out side
that's
splitters
rough,
for
man.
Your last show.
Holy
then first open mic in LA.
Yeah, it was weird because like.
Going to some place that respects me like Glendale, Arizona.
Yeah.
Between the that going away show and getting to LA, it was like a 2-week gap.
Right.
Well, you're doing spots the whole way, right?
Yeah, traveling on the road, doing some spots. And so by the time I got to LA, I was like, oh, I had done some spots here, and I was pretty happy with how I was working on the road.
Okay. That's
and then good. So I got to LA, and I was like, oh, this is where it ends. This is where it's also.
You just see like the bloodlines from other people who've slit their wrists on stage and just bled out, and then they just drag the body outside. They're like, yep, this is where people end. This is the end of it. And like, you're just like, no one's here.
Dude, it's kind of corny. Like all the things that you hear about LA, and you're like, oh, I bet there's not fully truth to that.
Yeah, they're embellishing or whatever.
It's
yeah.
a lot of truth to it. It's a lot of truth to that. There's no stage time out there. If you don't have a big credit, there's
right.
truth to there's so many things like.
Dude.
It's just harder out there.
Do you think it's going to help that you're going to have some of your crew out there now, though? Like Jonah's coming out, Rio coming out?
I mean, it'll help for my sanity. Like, it just it helps to have guys that you grind with that get it.
That's true. And then you guys can honestly start putting on your own show. You know what I mean? If you get maybe.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't like doing it. Dude, I've done 2 secret shows now, and they're exhausting.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much work.
Running anything sucks, apparently. That's what Steven always says.
Yeah, I hate doing it.
Yeah.
That's anytime somebody has to come on, I'm like, yeah, go to Steven.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with this shit.
I was going to tell y'all about LA. Like stigma-wise. When you think of LA, what's something that you've heard of, like, bad?
Bad? I don't know, just PC. Yeah, mainly as far as PC from comedy, shit. It's just PC.
For me, it's crowded.
There was an open mic.
Like, I can't.
I hear
the traffic's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
I saw an article or a blog that someone said, or a tweet or something about that there was an open mic that the girl said, you literally cannot say these words, and if you do, you get banned from the open mic. And I'm like,
is that the one Normand and...
I think so, yeah. I was just like, this is crazy. Like, how can you, like... stifle people's creativity because you don't like a word.
The thing I said is it's like telling a painter, like, you can't use this color because, like, it's going to fuck with people.
Yeah.
It's
like, oh, man. There's a clip, and I want to play it for you. I meant to post this. It's like 45 seconds. It is absolute perfection. Basically, this guy on his album, he just pretty much goes, hey, I understand that you want me to make these hit records, and I know you want me to conform and do what you want to do, but I can't do that. Because if I do that once and it pops, they're going to want me to do that every single time. And mm-hmm. You can't build a fan base like that.
Yeah.
Because once you build a fan base like that, then you become less of a person and you just become that song. Oh, make that again. Do that again. So if you do comedy the way they want you to do comedy, now you have to do it like that forever. Like if you build a fan base off of America's Got Talent. Like if I want America's Got Talent.
Right.
Like, and I got that. Yeah. That is a perfect preacher fan base.
Yeah.
If I got that fan base.
Well, he already does that style comedy anyway, though. Exactly. He already does that. So it's perfect for him, for sure.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, that's.
But if you did all that, now you're like, I can't tell.
I wouldn't be able to talk about anything.
Yeah.
They'd be like, do the stuff we saw you do on TV. And it's like, I only did that so that people would come to my shows.
Yeah. And that was only 15 minutes. You know, I have 3 hours. You have 3 hours of dirty material that you haven't heard.
He's not on TV. He's not dirty.
Yeah. It would be dirty to them.
Yeah. But, hey, man, Preacher gets all the loves out in L.A. This man could not. Yeah, and he absolutely deserves it. He, anytime you mention his name at a mic, people are like, oh, my God, I love that guy. He's so sweet. Oh, God, this and that. Oh. Yeah.
Well, he blew up on Kill Tony before he was on AGT, didn't he?
He really blew up. Like, he was getting love in L.A., but they also knew. L.A. knows when you're bubbling. L.A. knows, like, you're on America's Got Talent.
People around know. Yeah.
Like, is that when the haters
people
start?
People speak. Not even haters. Like, haters. Once they see you're popping, everybody loves you, even if it's fake love.
Yeah.
They'll come up to you.
I imagine there's a lot of that, though, right?
There's a lot of fake love, but I'd rather the fake love than New Yorkers just coming up to you and being like, I hate you.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, I guess. You don't want to be shit on. You'd rather have, like, pandering.
Yeah, I mean,
or just don't talk to you.
That's something you're dealing with, right?
But you can also feel the fake love.
Like, everybody's like, oh, David, you're so fucking great.
Or if you could be what bit did you like the most? They're like, all of it.
All of it? Yeah, it was all great.
Yeah, it's like your energy, most of all.
All classic.
Yeah. That's what I heard, too. Yeah, like, people would just come up and, like, if you got the juice, as you would say, that's your famous word for me.
I thought that was the Jerry Waters thing.
He's got the
juice? No, I'm the juice guy.
He's got the
juice. I said juice.
He's got the cream.
He's still on the Pauly Shore, wheezing the juice. It's just, you got the juice. but whenever I hear that or think of that, it's like people, like, they'll just come up to you and talk to you just because of who you are.
90% of people don't come up to you after your set.
Really?
Like, unless you're like a
I meant like, once like, you're a known guy. Yeah, what I'm saying, like, once you start that bubbling process, absolutely. I bet these vultures come out in the woodwork, if you will, and they're trying to latch onto your coattails. I bet Preacher's met a lot of new people after he blew up on America's Got Talent.
Absolutely. Yeah. People want to ride the coattails. They want to get in. Nobody wants to get in on the ground floor. Nobody wants to be your friend when you're not popping.
Yeah.
And then once you got credits and you got money. And
you got juice.
Once you got the juice, everybody wants some.
Everyone wants a sip.
And see, to me, that's the fake love. You know what I mean? It's like, they're giving you that fake.
What Drake say? He said, "Now I got the sauce, shorty's. Shorty's claiming that they're prego."
Yeah, exactly.
Bars.
I get it.
They just want to. I get it. Yeah, they just want to come up to you, man. That sucks. But I mean, right now you don't have to worry about that as much. You're saying.
Yeah, that's what y'all think.
No, I'm asking. I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I'm out here in these streets.
Okay, all right, yeah.
I got some stuff.
I know. Me. Yeah, he don't want to break anything on our podcast. We'll save that for Rogan. But
by the time I'm on Rogan, I'll be on Saturday Night Live.
That's true. We like the whiter Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I will also not do anything on the show. I'll be there for moral support.
You have like 1 week update. You'll sit next to Michael Che and do a little bit. That'll be it.
You can't put him next intro? To Colin, man. It's like too much.
From the intro, is ordering a hot dog from a cart. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
What's good for you? And just pretty much that one.
So you got a lot of shows lined up that you came back for, which is great. A
bunch of shows,
yeah.
You got one tonight?
I'm going to do the mic tonight.
Okay.
Oh,
popping
shit.
The side splitters. Yep, because this whole weekend I was at Vasani's, and they don't do a Sunday show.
Okay.
So came back day early.
I haven't done Vasani's yet. How was it?
It's old. It's real old. They're like 80, 85.
Are you serious?
So talk like, about the war.
It's by far the oldest the oldest country in America. Oldest county. I said the oldest,
oldest county.
It might as well be a country.
The there oldest you go, county in
your target
America.
Demographic.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
You, so like the average age is like 78?
Yes, something crazy.
Matt'll do his OJ joke and I'll be like, oh my God, that was last year.
We remember
that. Like 30 years old. Like,
it just came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to switch up your whole style. You have to pretty much, not necessarily pander.
Do you like your delivery is softer or your approach is a lot softer?
By
like
the end
deer?
Of
it,
you want to be like, he was a nice boy.
He was a nice young man.
Yeah.
I get my cheek pinched.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not kidding. It's
they invite you over for some Capri Suns and orange slices.
Oh, I wish.
I like that when you go to the site, the first thing you see is food, not comics. Like, if you go to the Vasani site, it's like a fucking eggplant parm. Is
they
the
got
thing
the
they
baddest,
show.
Hey, do not sleep. They got the baddest food of any place I've been to. That food is for real.
Yeah.
It's like all made from scratch in the building.
And come for the food, you stay for the comedy.
That's, you paid $8 to see the comedy, but you're paying $20-$25 a plate.
Yeah.
Like, you don't care about these jokes. You care about this Parmesan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where the servers actually clean the fuck up is those places.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Oh, do they have like the long like pepper cracker thing?
Yeah. In the middle of your set?
Yeah, that's
they do
how you
have
know
that.
It.
That's how you know it's like,
right as Cam hits a punchline that requires silence.
Never been heckled by him.
Oh, no, they yelled at me once because I was doing, you know, the take a bullet thing. I was doing that, and some dude just yelled out, Barney Fife. And I didn't know who he was. And I was like, I don't know who that is. And they erupted.
Oh, they probably got hated you at that
like
point.
Like revolted?
Dude, that's erupted? From the Andy Griffith show. You know now, though, right?
They laughed
the Andy Griffith
really
show.
Hard. And then they went, wait, you're for real? And then for 5 minutes of my set, they had to explain to me who Barney Fife was. It was absolutely hilarious. But like, it was also one of those weird moments where it's like, this wouldn't happen anywhere else.
No,
where
for
they
sure.
Were like, he had a six shooter with one bullet. He kept it in his pocket. And I was like, that's not how guns work.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a pointless gun, lady.
You don't have to watch the show.
He's like, got a Russian roulette pistol.
Yeah. They were like,
shout out to Don Knotts, everybody.
They were like, they didn't trust him to put the bullet in the thing. And I was like, well, then he shouldn't be a sheriff.
What? He's a deputy, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, I know. That's what I'm saying. I watched him when I was a kid. That's the only reason. Because my grandma.
One time I was hanging out with Cam between shows, and you were so stoked for the second show. He's like going through his book. He's coming up with like, I'm going to do this bit, I'm going to do that bit. What do you think? He's like bouncing ideas off. The second he hits the stage, some lady's like, well, why is there like a 12-year-old? Cam just fucking fires at him.
Oh, yeah. Was that a snapper? Bro. Yeah. I remember that. I was there that night.
Was,
that
like,
show was
so
hilarious.
So excited for the second show, and the first thing that happens is some heckler shit.
I've had that
so it was
so
like
many
8 minutes
times.
You were just like railing this lady. Yeah.
As soon as I get on stage, people just say dumb shit. Did that happen at Vasani's? One of the ladies is like, how old are you? But this is one of those places where I can't do that. Mm-hmm. So I just have to be like
12.
Yeah.
You just like, have to take it.
Yeah. Because if it was a size, man, I would have took the gloves off. Old enough to give you a baby. What's up? What's good?
The best thing is getting Cam to go, ooh, I'm about to get it.
Ooh, I'm about
yeah,
to
there he goes.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm about to. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. I don't do it justice.
No, not at all.
It'd be funny if this wasn't me, like, because people can't see who's here. If it was just a dude who sounded like me, what?
Oh, my God.
What if it's not me? I just want to put the doubt in people's ears.
There you go.
It's just Jacobs doing a great impersonation.
Oh, yeah. If only.
He's doing spot on, man.
This guy's so good at impersonating this little lesbian boy.
No, that's got to suck, though, man, because, like, you're so, you know, young, technically. I mean, you know, especially if you want to. I meant to like the Vasani crowd.
Are you saying he's supple?
So like, as soon as you get on stage, they're like, "Look at this little boy trying his dreams." You know what I mean? Like, that's their instant mentality.
I have to
address
it. I can't do a set there without talking about like I'm young, because then they don't. Right. They feel like, does he not know that he's a young whippersnapper? Like,
who is he trying to talk to me about comedy?
Exactly. Oh, you were with your girlfriend for 2 years. I've been with mine for 97.
Yeah.
Stupid idiot.
You ever heard of Don Rickles? To start yelling all this old shit. That's comedy, young man.
I think anytime.
For a time, sir, it was.
Damn, that just reminded me. Me and Jonas did a show one time, and I just, out of nowhere, I was like, what if there was, like, jukebox for comedy? Like, it was just me and him in the room with, like, maybe, like, four other comics. I was like, jukebox like comedy.
The so classic
somebody,
mix.
If somebody was like, do Pryor, and then you just started doing a Richard Pryor bit, and they were like, do Carlin. You just do a Carlin bit.
Yeah.
Whatever the thing is, like, just do a Mitch Hedberg. You're like, okay.
Yeah, I was...
Do the elevator joke, or the stairs.
That was the point I tried to bring up, was that, like, you can only do that with music. You can't do that with comedy and not just get, like...
We don't like your jokes. Do Schumer.
So your rule was, if they were dead, you could do their joke.
Right, but you had to do it exactly the way that they did it. Yeah. Well, I was just saying that, like, there's these guys that they have a career built off of doing
tribute.
All Beatles songs.
Yeah,
being like, a tribute band. There's no tribute comics. Especially, like, you couldn't do a Louis thing or anything. Like they would
still
be
alive.
Dead.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, all right, we got Ditch Medberg and George Barlin. And you'd have to do it word for word. But yeah.
It'd be awesome. You know, like, Dweezil Zappa does Frank shit?
Yeah.
It would be great if, like, comics kids did their parents' shit. Like, if Steve Harvey's daughter did his stuff.
With a mustache?
Yeah, come out with that fucking caterpillar on her lip.
Come out with, y'all like sex?
That's funny. Pryor's got
no, I was thinking of like an Pryor actual jukebox. And then, like, instead of albums, like record albums or music albums, it's comedy albums.
Comedy,
and then they have like the 80s like hits, and it's just like Pryor and then Carlin, and it's like all these comics.
Kinnison.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ajay. What's Franklin Ajay?
Out of nowhere, you're just getting all these jokes, and then a dude just comes in yelling at you.
Yeah.
Just like Sam Kinnison. I can't believe die! 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 Oh, my God.
You know there'd always be some local dude trying to, like, open the machine, put his fucking CD in.
Hey, man, I'm trying to put my mixtape in there, man.
70-year-old mixtape.
I've been doing this 40 years.
Out of nowhere, within all these great bits, it's just like, Mitch Hedberg, oh, Carlin Pryor, and then, I'm your AARP comic for the evening. You're like, who put this in you? Who gave Spike the key to the thing? Yes. You just going to open a jukebox, Spike? Yes. So disrespectful.
Comedy jukebox, dude. We'll start selling them on Home Shopping Network. Let's do it.
Yeah, I dated a girl in a wheelchair. I did a terrible thing. I stood her up. There it is. There's track number 23.
We had to give you silence just so it felt like the real joke.
Oh, Bloody I love Spike. Shitting on comics.
There was one guy on Kill Tony said he recorded an hour in his bedroom. I'm like, that is not the spot for that.
I've heard of that. Yeah,
like he just recorded an hour alone in a room.
BT was telling me people used to send.
He tried to
pull
a Maria Bamford, but couldn't pull it off. You know, well, she at least did it for her parents. You know what I mean?
My favorite is when she's doing it in front of just the animals.
Yeah,
like dogs. Or something.
Oh yeah, that's where it started, and then it goes to like the two people, and then more people whatever. Yeah.
She's insane. I love.
Have you
her.
Seen her?
I have not seen her. Okay. She has done some stuff, but we were just on two opposite ends of like she was at the Improv and I was at the store or something. Mm-hmm. She's I've been wanting to see her, man. I've been trying to find Gerard. I've only got to see him once, but he didn't go up. He was just like hanging out at the store, and I didn't get to talk to him. I've been like low key stalking this man. I'm trying to see the juice.
You're like following his Instagram. Where's he gonna be at today?
What about Segura?
I've got to see Segura a bunch. I've got to see literally everybody I've wanted to see except for Gerard.
Tomorrow comedy.
I've got to see the people that I want.
So you're just out there hunting.
Hunting, man. I'm trying to see him.
Well, if they're at the store, I'm sure they come through. Are you there almost every day?
I'm there. I'm there. Like, I'll go do sets during the day, and then I'll come, like, at night, and I'll be there from, like, 11 to midnight, or 11 to 2.
Okay.
So, you know,
he'll find you. He'll talk shop with you. It's going
to
happen.
Dude, Gerard is the guy, man. I've heard of stories of him being able to talk comedy for 2-3 hours in a night and just, like, being a cool dude. And I've only gotten to see him once, and he was only there watching Jamar Neighbor's set. He tagged up Jamar, and they left. Like,
he'll be here the day this album or the day this episode comes out. Jamar Neighbors at the Tampa Improv.
Yeah, go see Rio at the Tampa Improv.
Oh, I already got my reservation.
Oh yeah.
But yeah,
that's cool.
Matt's not gonna be.
I got a roast battle.
You got a roast battle. You got Ricky Hicken. You got to take his head off. Right.
Yeah, he's got to go against Ricky Hicken. That's gonna be fun.
That's gonna be a good one. I love Ricky so much.
Justin asked me to come judge. I'm like.
Gonna wail on that, yeah. Gonna told, wail on that little Ricky, bearded R2-D2.
Yeah.
I told Ricky when I came back, he had to be the dude in the scene. He had to be the dude out here. And
he has a name.
He's been trying.
You passed the torch.
He's been working.
Oh, yeah. He's for sure grinding, dude. I love Ricky.
There was, have you seen a difference between guys when you left and coming back and you're like, yeah, he's got some new stuff?
Matter of fact, I don't know why I'm doing this on the podcast, but I'm mad at you, Matt.
Jesus.
I'm mad at you.
Oh, why? Shit.
Because before I buried, man, I told everybody, I was like, I don't want to hear no shit that I done heard. I've been gone for 6 months. I'd rather you bomb with some cold shit. Why are you doing dick after dick at a mic? You know it works. You know it works.
I felt like doing it. Plus, I thought you left.
It's a funny joke.
Oh. he's looking around. Is Cam there?
Yeah.
You know it works. Once you know it works, add something new to it. Or, man, save that shit for shows.
That's what I started doing.
I'm so happy.
I started moving it around. Like, I'm trying to move the sets around and stuff like that to see where I can put it, where it'll work the best. But, yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to shit on you. Everybody has their own process. I'm just letting you know the way to get better is by taking chances. Take risks. Fuck.
Yeah.
If you go, oh, man, that was a good set, but you ain't learned nothing, it's not a good set.
Right.
You haven't broke out the hunting one in a while.
I know. There's a lot of half-written bits that I have where it's like maybe three-quarters done, but I don't know how to wrap it up yet. And it's... It's one of those comfort things where...
Stop being comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, comfort kills more comics than diabetes.
That was one of the things, too, is that, like, I was feeling more comfortable with that one because there's been times where I was going to go up and do it on a show, but I scrapped it because of the crowd that I had instead of just doing it.
Just do what you want to do.
Right.
The thing is, once you adapt to the crowd, then you're not doing what you do stand-up for. You do stand-up because you want to do that joke.
I can't imagine a crowd that would have a problem with that joke.
Like, I feel like I can't.
Unless it's a clean room, I cannot imagine a crowd that's going to be like, oh, this thing about like not sending dick pics. I wouldn't do it at a church show.
That's what I did. That's why I did it was because there was like three tags at the end that I always forget to do. I was talking about the crowd, by all means. I was like, I get your point. And then I was like, why did I do that? Like, there's usually a point to me doing the sets that I do. And I had some tags because I'll usually end on that one because it's... You know, it's one of those building bits. Mm. But instead, I put it in the middle where I could do it. And then there's like these three or four tags that I have at the end of it that I kept forgetting to do. And that was why I did it.
As long as there's a reason.
You. I get it, yeah.
No. Like, I want that from everybody.
Right.
All you can ask from people is progression. You don't go, hey, man, you have to be good overnight.
Right.
It's just go strive to just be better. Like,
yeah. That's since I've started, I've only done like 2.5 years, but like there's people that still do the same 5 minutes.
It's a lot of people, and it's frustrating because it's like, I'm not telling you how to do comedy, but you started before me.
How are you still, you know what I mean?
I don't even know how it's fun.
Yeah, it's just comfort. It's you got comfortable getting these laughs.
I definitely.
But they're also not killing. Yeah. These are chuckles. Okay. It's like, stop being happy with chuckles. If you're getting settling. Chuckles from when you first started, imagine if you just kept writing. Those chuckles grow into better jokes and better laughs, and you just become better at stand-up if you take more risks and you go, okay, you learn more ways how not to do something. You know, it's the Thomas Edison 1,000 ways to not make a light bulb.
Yeah,
right.
But, you know, you would learn 1,000 ways not to do that joke rather than going, I know how to do this joke really well, and it'll get a couple chuckles.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you see that? Like, you've only been in L.A., what, 6 months now?
Bro, they switch up every week. Like, really? I'm talking about, like, you'll run your 3 minutes throughout the week, and then before the next, like, cycle of mics, they'll have a different thing that they're working on.
So every comic's grinding.
I was doing basically what you're talking about for a couple months, and, like, I kept getting the feedback from other comics. They'd be like, why are you changing it up so much? Like, work bits. I'm like... This is how you fucking get those bits.
It's how you grow.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm just fishing out here. Like,
look at the dudes who switch up and like try to take chances. And even if you're doing new shit every mic, which is ridiculous. Like, because that doesn't help you get the gauge of what the bit does. Because you can't gauge a bit off of doing it once.
No, I run it for a week. And then maybe two.
That's what I would do. I would run a bit for a week and then I would know what that bit does. And then after about a month, I would take that new type 5, type 10, whatever time I got to build, and I would take it to Orlando, and I would see what the jokes would do out there. So it's like, it's a process of you write the joke, you try the joke, it works or it doesn't, you either write to it, you scrap it, or you keep working on it throughout the week, and then once you finish it, you take it to a different city to see if it still holds up.
Yeah.
And right. The process is different for everybody. No,
is it good in Orlando? Or why would you go there, just because they're the closest scene?
Audience.
Or because it's more PC?
No, because that scene wants good comedy. And honestly, Orlando has a lot of performers.
Dude, they are. I did.
They get
one
a lot
show.
Of audiences. That's the big thing.
I did one show in Orlando, and they are very, like, they love comedy.
Yeah, they're engaging. Like,
the whole place was packed.
It's the city of Disney, bro.
Yeah,
they want entertainment.
Dude, it was the place was packed, and they were laughing at stuff in bits that I didn't even know you could laugh at. Mm-hmm. I don't know if my face was different or something, but I was like, why am I getting laughed at that part? It was weird,
the room
man.
Is different.
It was great.
I had such a good time at Sluice. Like, that room was just so fucking good. And the crowds, like, they want it. Like,
yeah, I did the Bull and Bush one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
It's Orlando, man. Orlando is, they're known for having performers. Like, they write jokes and stuff, but they're going to perform the hell out of that joke. Preacher performs the hell out of his jokes.
Oh, yeah.
He could write a joke about punching a fly in the face, and he's going to act it out to the point where you can't stop laughing.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, when a Tampa comic goes up there and it's pure just written jokes, like, you damn near standing still. You're not really animated.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
just doing the jokes. They're not used to that, and they love it because they're like, these are just the jokes. Like, they're so used to performances. Like, like Tampa doesn't get performers. So if an Orlando comic comes down and starts, like, performing the jokes, they're like, whoa, we haven't seen this.
Yeah.
In your time out there, you ever meet Marcus Crespo?
Yeah. Crespo in Orlando. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I thought you were saying my time out in L.A.
No.
I love Crespo. We did,
Crespo's so fucking good.
We did Daytona together a couple times. Me, like, him, and Adam Avitable.
He did Bula. He did Bula one night. I'm
the name we can't speak anymore.
Apparently. Hey, I mean, we could talk about it. I don't care, man. Adam, my thing about that whole situation, I was mad when people that he gave work to, put money in their pockets, put food on their table,
were
so fast to sell out. Yeah. It was the first chance they got. They sold out. I never liked him, this and that, blah, blah. You weren't mad at him when he was giving you stage time.
Exactly.
You weren't mad when he was putting money in your pocket.
Okay, I have to stop there because I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Adam Avitable got in trouble for... He put out a blog.
Confessing, basically.
Yeah, he confessed to some stuff. And the stuff, not saying it was right, but it's not like he said some, like, over the top, like, oh, you did that? It's just some stuff where it's like, oh, that's some sleaze ball. That's some sleazy stuff.
Where he just got like, oh.
He was being like a skeezy guy.
It's kinda gross.
It was like a little skeezy guy.
He's a skeezy
type
guy.
Thing.
Yeah, right.
It was right from the title of the article people latch on. It
was
like Confessions of a Sexual Predator or something
It was clickbait. He's been doing that for years, but this was the one around a time where sexual assault is a huge deal. So he put it, as it should be, but like, he put it in the title. Everybody clicked on it, and immediately you have sexual predator in your mind when you're reading the thing, and you think of him as a worse person. He's an idiot for doing it. But the thing was he put out all the things he did, all the information, and they buried him with it. It's not like you found this out.
Yeah,
he gave you the information. He said, hey, man, I'm confessing to this. I'm a changed person, this and that. And they were like, nope, we're going to ruin you with what you told us.
Okay.
That's crazy to me.
Right. Yeah, that's silly. Because he manned up about it. You know what I mean? And then you're still
going to,
like,
if I tell you what I did, and then you go, aha! It's like, bitch, you didn't find out.
Yeah.
You would have never known if I didn't tell you.
Right. Yeah. No.
People turned on him so fast. It was crazy.
Yeah. That's why it's a new group on Facebook.
Yeah, they made a new group. They pretty much shunned him. They got him fired from his jobs. They got him kicked out of the comedy scene. He can't do comedy in Orlando. Like, it's wild how it was a witch hunt. They just wanted a reason to put somebody up on a cross. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, I don't understand
They get those spots.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to say it, but, like, part of it's always that. It's like, well, if I can knock you down, I can get those spots.
Yeah. I feel like...
Yeah, but the thing is, a lot of the times, people that are throwing the heaviest stones or whatever...
You got the biggest demons.
Yeah, and not only that, they're nowhere near even being able to do the spots that he left.
It feels like...
You know what I mean? It's like in Hollywood in general, when you have these big producers and... You know, with the Weinstein. I mean, those guys are fucked up for sure. Like, the Lou... Or, like, even Aziz. Like, people attacking Aziz. It's like, all them open micers could never do what Aziz does yet. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they're not at that level, if that makes any sense.
It's a lot of hate.
Yeah, and that's another thing. It's like, oh, when people see you doing good, especially when you're... I don't know. It's people like to build you up and then tear you down. So, like, they'll build you up till you're on top, and then once you're on top, now they want to knock you down. Like, well, I've seen that in almost every aspect
of
my life.
People want you to do good until you're doing better than them.
Right.
Yeah. Or they're supportive on your way up, but once you got to the top and they see you got the juice, they're like, well, fuck that. I knew him back when he was nothing. So now they get jealous
like,
and envious.
There's
so
got to be something wrong with him.
Yeah,
gotta,
so then they start
dirty.
Poking holes, trying to find something, and then they just want to take you down.
I remember back in seventh grade when you stole bubble gum. It's like, what? We all stole bubble gum, but you stole it first.
Yeah.
But you
that's
stole,
what I said on the
one
episode.
You stole the blue raspberry cotton candy one. That's nobody the, ever stole that
the,
one.
I was talking about, like, if I ever get to the point, they're going to start witch hunting, looking for something, and be like, well, you haven't raped anybody. Well, you shoved a girl down a slide in fifth grade. You hate women. It's like, what? No, I didn't, you know? It's like they just constantly look for that witch hunt shit, and it gets annoying after a while. That's what we don't like. I guess us, we're kind of on board with that, but...
What?
When it,
that, like,
don't lump me in with that shit.
Yeah, sorry.
I
no.
need work.
Yeah, I know. No, the whole witch hunt, like going out of your way to like try to find something wrong and make an example.
Sell out my ethics for stage time.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah. Games in LA. That's like the capital of selling out shit for stage time.
One thing I was thinking about was like if you cut off the top of a mountain, now you just have a shorter mountain.
It's a plateau.
Yeah. And so it's like you're just taking away all the good stuff from that scene because then now you've marked that scene of having that dude in there that let's what for years, I guess. What? And they'll go like, what's the story? How long was he doing? Why did you guys let him do that then? Now all of you guys are complicit for not doing anything about it.
You can't just have you also don't want that guy in the scene to where people go, oh, you just let him be around. Like
yeah, it's
right,
a double-edged
sword.
There's
no right way to do it. I just think they did it in a corny way, where they all banded together and they were like, "We're all against this," and then nobody spoke up in this man's defense.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying like you want to defend
what he did, but fact that you know, like you said, he was putting food in your mouth or money in your pocket, stage time. Or whatever
I'm telling you, if the people I've put on shows,
was like, you took his money. Then
if they were, if I were to get into some crazy accusation or something. And they turn on me like that, man, it's hands on sight. Yeah. I'm not kidding. Because if it's
hold on,
like
we're
going
to go, ooh. About to catch these hands.
No, because it's rude. Like, it's disrespectful. Because if you don't rock with me, don't rock with me. That's fine. But don't go, yeah, I'll do your show. Yeah, I'll do this. Yeah, come through. And then as soon as
the shoe,
there's rocky water.
They, they did that shit with Jon Stewart and Louis. Like, they're asking Jon Stewart about it. And it's like, what the... Like, is he supposed to follow him around? It's like, are you jerking off in front of people?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the Seinfeld interview where he flipped it on the girl?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good, dude. This interviewer was, like, going hard at Seinfeld about... You know, entertainment business, and he just kept flipping it. He's like, "I don't.
What did they?
Why
think
are
is
you
happening?
Interviewing me about this? It was
think,
so funny."
Do they think Jon Stewart's hanging out with Louis in the green room? He's like, "Hey, man, I jerked off in front of a chick," and he's like, "Cool,
yeah."
Like Jon Stewart's just totally down with it.
Like, yeah, like that's a normal thing. That's how they shake hands. Yeah,
Chappelle said in the special where he's like, "What do you think we talk about in the green room?
Exactly.
It's not like that. We don't just discuss what we do with women like on the weekend."
Yeah.
Man, they sold out.
Or the Weinstein so thing. He's like, hurry up. I got a 4:30.
I got other meetings today.
I'll put you in every Lord of the Rings.
the Peter Jackson?
Well, that's
no, it was it was the Weinstein. Chappelle was saying, he's like, you know, Weinstein's he's like, what are you doing? He like pulls his dick out and jerks off in front of Chappelle.
No. This is the most unprofessional shit I've ever seen.
He's like, I'll put you in every Lord of the Rings. Let me finish, Dave.
Sorry,
like,
I just associate Peter Jackson with Lord of the Rings. And I was like, I could see Peter Jackson beating off in front of somebody.
He's pulling out his King Kong.
I get it. Jesus. Oh, that's Lord of the Flies.
What?
You say King Kong?
King Kong.
Oh, King Kong. I was like,
the thing
King
on your
Kong.
Shirt.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Apparently its name is Julius. I think it's like the Paul Frank one. Like somebody confronted me about the name
about?
Of the monkey. Yeah.
The monkey.
This, on my shirt.
This
one
went off the rails.
Oh, yeah. This is what we do.
So. I got Mia Khalifa on my shirt. My shirt is better than all of y'all's. Do you understand? This is her high school picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where'd you get that from?
My boy made this shirt.
Yeah, that was
hilarious.
Shout out to Tim Niven.
She lost weight before she did videos.
Yo,
I can see that in her face.
She frustrates me because she's so fine, but her videos are trash.
Yeah.
She looks so unamused.
Well, I think she got famous because she was like the first one to do Pornhub on her own or something.
No.
She was,
for me,
she's
from, famous because
like,
one time.
University or something.
One time I've seen her in a porn where she had a fucking burka on. Now it's like, fuck.
Ooh, that is what it was. Yeah.
That's
the other
so
she's
hot.
From Duke.
I forget her name. Yeah. But
you just
she,
type
she
Duke
openly
University.
Said it. She was like, my tuition is like $60,000 a year, and you're like, looking down on me for doing porn And I'm doing this for my education.
Yeah, I don't want fucking and student
she was
debt.
Like, she's like, nobody's taking advantage of me. I know exactly what I'm doing, and this is fun. Yeah. And they're like, oh, how dare you? This is against the board of...
People always like, talk, man. That's the thing.
She's like, I'm a consenting adult making a lot of
people
money.
People would rather you sell drugs than to do porn.
Yeah,
it's isn't that crazy? Thing. Where you have sex all day behind closed doors, but then you do it on tape. And people, you know how much porn is on the internet? That's why I don't understand people are afraid of porn. There's so much porn on the internet. If you're watching one specific person, hey, man, you a fan.
Yeah.
Like, that's... Yeah. I'm just saying, like... Everybody's
some people,
like,
some people write a great joke. Some people suck a mean dick. I mean, it's just the way it is. Like, oh, men and women on both sides of that.
I wonder if anybody's ever come up to a porn star and be like, "Hey, I admire your work," and she's just like, "Oh, what do you mean? Like,
what do you mean?
I think you're a great actress, and I appreciate what
do you wonder
do.
If they're like ever hard on themselves?
They're the AVN. They're like, man.
They're like, are you just trying to? You're like, no,
I'm just a fan. I just think you do good work.
I appreciate you.
I really liked you in Butt Plugs 9. I just want to say that was your best work. You know, I really wish they wouldn't have made a sequel, but you know.
Do you think they're ever humble and shit? They're like, yeah, man, I loved you in that scene. They're like, oh, man, that was not my best work.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, man. Like, you know.
I bombed that one.
I didn't even bleach my ass. Asshole that day.
I wasn't sure if I was gonna let him do it, but you know I let it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you liked it though, man. I'm glad that all came together.
Love of the craft.
I'm sure, man. It. No, because they had the AVN Awards, the Adult Whatever Entertainment Awards, and
Video
and Adult
Video Network.
A bunch of the girls I went to high school with do porn. Like they either have done porn or they still do porn. Like there's probably 6 or 7 of them. And
is Tampa like a big area for that?
Yeah.
This girl I know in high school, she found out her mom did porn because her classmates showed her videos of her mom in porn.
Hot.
I mean, that's a little fucked up. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
That is so fucked up. I could not imagine my friends like, look at your mom fucking that dude.
I wouldn't show it to her. I'd just be like, hey.
Because then you're like, oh no. But then bodily, you're like, boop, 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 boop. And you're like, no.
That's so much fun.
Now I have to watch this video when I get home. Send me the link.
I wonder if that's ever happened.
It's like, come on, Carol. Okay. Come over to your house.
Oh, dude,
is your mom think a kid's ever jerked off to his mom?
I don't know. I hope she is.
Dude, imagine Pamela Anderson's kids.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Like
or any
day,
porn star's
day.
Kid.
Kim Kardashian's
like, or kids. Jenna Jameson's kid.
Yeah, but you also can't even be mad. Like, you just got to go, hey, I have a Ferrari.
No, for sure. No,
you know
what I'm saying is like,
my
I
mom
have a
took
good...
thousands for
no,
the team.
No, but I'm saying as a kid, all right, as a kid.
It's like, listen, you know how many swings a Major League Baseball player had to take to make like that?
Before he hit that home run?
Right. Well.
How many inches
dicks.
You had to take?
Yeah. I've taken miles of dick
for
my family.
Yeah. I think it gets weirder the longer the generation goes on. You know, my great-great-grandma did porn.
Oh, like it's like a family thing.
Like, that's how my family has, that's our family
money. What, like the family heirloom butt plug?
It's
like
flagged on Ancestry.com.
Because you know there's old money and new money. Yeah. Like, we got old money. It's like, how do you have old money? Well, my great-great-great-grandma was the first porn star.
Yeah, you ever seen the black and white pictures?
That's Nana.
Yeah.
He's like, you ever heard of Firehose Entertainment? Legacy, baby.
Legacy,
look at her.
Legacy.
Neck deep in sand is authentic bukkake.
Damn, y'all just made me have a funny idea. The idea
No,
of-
what I'm saying is... No, like as a kid, like you imagine having a kid and then like having them jerk off to your videos.
Oh man, what the fuck?
They went way deeper. Bro.
I'm so just deep. Asking. Like, no, I'm saying, do you think
he's
that's ever happened?
Questions, fellas. Just
do you think that's
what
ever
do you mean?
Happened?
Like, it starts and they just like it. You're looking at like puss and dick, and like then it pans back and you see your mom's face. And
yeah,
you're like, oh no.
From like you're like, oh, I want to download some vintage porn tonight. So you pull out like the old 70s when they got like the Aquanet going, and everyone's got a fucking bush.
The entire homepage is just your mom. It's just every clip is just different videos
like,
of your mom.
But yeah, but you know, you're like, oh, this one looks okay. Like, you didn't really realize it because it's a small version. Right. You know, mom's hair was different back
then. Who doesn't put the cursor over the video, watch a couple of seconds?
I'm just saying. I bet
you
happened,
live recklessly
though.
If you're just clicking willy-nilly.
I bet Google's algorithm could be that good and that specific that you could just type in your mom. And, like, your mom would pop up.
Well, the thing is,
sketchy.
It's got to be even more fucked up if your dad's in porn, because you're going to see him in gay and straight.
Well, it depends on if he's doing it for the craft or the money.
Yeah, he's doing it for the love of the game, baby.
Well, dude, the gay guys get paid way more money for doing the gay porn than the straight one. No, I do know. Yeah,
what was your last check like? What was that like?
I watch a lot of porn.
You were in Dudes 9.
He's doing BBM porn.
Yeah.
Foot deuce.
Big black male? Or no, it's
big beautiful man.
Big beautiful man. There you go.
Dude, you got to think that, like, porn companies, like Pornhub, like these multi-billion-dollar industries, they have to sit in an office and act like they don't just produce porn. Yeah. Like, they're sitting there like, oh, you know, our anal is up 10
Yeah, dude, I would love to see, like, yeah, just sit in on one of their board meetings.
Yeah, they're just like, well, like,
guys, we're
cream pies are down this week.
Yeah, we're slouching.
We gotta get some more cream pie videos up.
These guys are, like, in suits, and they're all, like, 70 years old, and they're eating, like, eclairs or something for some reason. They're talking about cream pies.
Is that the fanciest food
you can imagine?
Is a bit about that?
For me.
This is a little bit different. Like, he was saying, like, the thing that you think is so gross, like, there's somebody in Europe that, like, they specialize in that. There's, like, that specific type of porn where, like, mm-hmm. he puts on a suit and he's like, bye, kids, have a great day. But he goes to, like, Piss Drinkers, Inc.
Yeah, and like German,
like a nicely stenciled like thing on his front on his door, and he's like, and he has to like go berate people and be like, what the fuck is this, man? Yeah. It's like this album, Merry Pissmas, this is horrible. And like has to critique it, yeah.
And then goes home and eats family with his little girls and boys, yeah, like he didn't just watch people get pissed on all day.
Right. Yeah.
What did you do today, honey? Totally I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna run that tonight. Yeah, we'll try that. It sounds good. The business porn meetings.
Do it, dude. Do it. That's fucking hilarious.
I'll try to do that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yours is different
because you know it's old white dudes in a suit. You know what I mean? It's gonna be old white dudes in a suit, white hair, and of course the hair is probably perfectly frothed. Looking like Robert Kraft from the New England Patriots. Just perfect fucking old man hair. And
I hate old dude hair.
I know. It just looks so...
It's so wispy.
Yeah.
Hate it.
It'd be funny, like, the secretary comes in. They're like, God damn it, Sandra, get out of here.
The guy's got, like, a
We're
laser.
We're talking about cum shots.
Yeah,
this is serious business, Sandra.
Actually, let's get an outside perspective. Would you let him do that to you right now?
I can just see
for your
my
job.
Second day, and then she just like quits. Damn, yeah. It's the third secretary this week.
We got to get another couch.
They're like, Cheryl was the best. Sure, she was 70, but goddamn,
she gave it to you straight, smoking the Virginia Slims. Yeah. Listen, Ed Dahl. All right, I'll let any man spoot all over my face for some money.
Smoking just like a dude Slims. with a fucking laser pointer, just like, all right, fellas, like point that charge
here, here, and here. The insertion was a little long, and
right,
Matt, do you think they got cream pie charts?
They definitely do.
You think they're pie charts?
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, just like in the oh man, have them like reviewing a video, just be like in this scene. They pause it at one point. You see the angle's not right. You see more of his ass, and we don't want that. It's just old men. Yeah, like they're producing it somehow too.
So like then on the other side, like you've got the business part of it, but then you could have the performance part where they're like, all right, guys, we got to study the film. Another guy, laser pointer. He's like, see this right here? You're only going 3/4.
It's like
we need
Madden.
Yeah,
it's like Madden. Boom, right here. You got it's like boom.
Touch screen. Here's the X is a circle. Boom, pow. That hole's big enough to drive a truck through.
Do you think they have like scouts? Like they do for college teams.
Like porn scouts? Yeah. Hey, she really out here in these streets. She's putting up double doubles in 11th grade. Hey, by the time she's 18, she's going to be in the...
It's like, hey,
she's
Cindy.
Going D1.
Cindy, let me talk to you for a second. What do you plan to do this Father's Day? Well, I don't know. Nothing. I've never seen the man. I got an offer for you.
They're the one great 40-yard dash.
They're the ones at career day. They're the ones at career day with like a blank table and like a really very vague pamphlet. Like, what does this entail? How many boyfriends have you had this year? Like, trying to figure it out. Why are you... This questionnaire is really weird. It's asking me about my sexual personal life.
How fertile do you think you are?
What are you willing to do on a first date? It's just like... But it's like a very... just a table like this, Steven.
I just picture a guy in a hat with like one of the fucking feathers at the fucking thing every time. Like the 19th... No, I mean like one of those 1970s sports scouts.
I like cams better.
Oh, like a fedora?
Yeah, like a fedora. Yeah.
But like a wicker... not wicker, what's that?
No, you know what I'm talking about. Like the fucking... The guy would be there in like the shitty burlap suit with the elbow patches and shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna get you on the team. He's always fucking smoking.
Yeah.
I'll get you into porn.
Stick with me. Hey, kid, you're gonna go places.
Yeah. There you go. That was exactly the voice I was thinking of.
You're going to be a star.
You want to star on the boulevard? Follow me.
Ah, rush for 2,000 dicks in a season. Ah.
She puts up numbers.
She's going to the league for sure.
That's on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, but who cares, kid?
Jenna Jameson, who? This kid's up next.
She drives hard to the hole.
She can take a pounding and keep going, going. She gives more than she takes. What?
Going hard in the paint.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
I bet they are.
And her basket. What?
Have you seen...
I just got a task.
Have you seen, like, scummy managers like that, though, since you've been in L.A.? I
haven't seen what?
Have you seen managers like that? Like, scummy people like that? Like, agents and shit? No, not like that.
I'm side with that dude so fast.
Like, yeah.
No, like, just see, like, that guy at the store and, like, all his talent. You're just like, oh, man, you don't want to sign with that
guy. He's just got
the
curly mustache. Yeah, stick with me, kid.
Yeah. He's got his, like, tortoiseshell business card holder.
Oh, man.
He pulls out a Rolodex. You're like, what? Look at all the people I know, kid. I can put you in contact with some of these folks.
It's all yellow stained from the nicotine he's been smoking in the years.
Just go ahead.
There's just pager numbers on there.
Yeah, just go ahead and fax me.
Yeah.
Or hit me up on MySpace.
Some of your VHS copy of your set. Ah.
What, you don't have a tape?
You don't have a tape? Ah, you're a rookie. You're
never going to make it in this business. Where's your business?
Yeah, Gary? You're lucky you got me, see? Facebook? What's a Facebook? I'm in your face right now.
It's like Stanley Creamer or something like that.
What? That's his name? Stanley Creamer?
You just have to work a cream bit in?
Yeah, I have to, man.
Gross.
Cuck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can't forget that.
Complimentary cuck every episode.
Yeah, I think we forgot to do that one last episode.
Did well, that was a little
different. I did.
Cuckle-doodle-doo.
Yeah, that's cool. I think that's Jacob's favorite one. Yeah, that one pops up on Facebook a bunch.
All right.
Yeah, I was like, how do we transition out of that?
Paranormal cucktivity.
There you
not
go.
Too far? Too weird?
No, I like that, dude. Because then technically it's not like... Because it's all like apparitions, or what are they called?
Yeah. Apparitions.
Apparitions.
Aboriginal.
So yeah, it's like can you get raped by a ghost? Like
there is. Well, that
ghosts watch you. So ghosts are cucks.
Yeah. I don't know, David. Oh, ask boom. Mary.
Yeah.
What? Ask Mary. I don't know. What
there
is
was
that?
A. Oh,
someone have a bit about
biblical.
That?
Yeah, see, biblical. He. Gets
oh, I got it. Okay. Yeah.
When Harry
so,
cucks out.
So God like. You're saying God raped Mary? Is what you're saying?
My friend.
It was during her sleep, wasn't it?
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, I guess so.
That's the best kind. What you mean? How else do y'all get it?
Yeah.
He's sleepy like, eyed. I made it. I can take it, I guess.
I made it. That'd be the most gangster shit ever.
Just God walking. Like, that's like every cult leader, then.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Kids,
well,
man.
I guess it's, yeah, it works
what do you mean
out.
I can't kill my kid? It's mine. I made it. I raised it. I fed it. I bathed it. I
paid for it.
Yeah, I paid for it.
I'm still paying the insurance off on it.
Yeah, exactly. But if I put a plant in my window and I was like, you know what? I don't want this plant anymore. I'll just throw it on the ground. That's my plant. I made it. I watered it. I bathed it.
That's what I said. Someone on Facebook with the whole gun control thing, they were saying like...
Oh, that's a fun talk.
Yeah, sorry. No, but I made it funny. I think so. Because the guy was like, well, why don't
you
ask...
I'm confident of you.
Well, yeah. I'm very confident. They were like, why don't you ask all the aborted fetuses how they feel? You know, because somehow they lumped it to abortion. And I'm like, well, they can't talk. And I was like, technically... Now I did a little research. I'm like, technically, I found out that you really can't even afford a... You can't even really formulate a cognitive thought about the world around you in society until you're like age 12 or 13.
Actually,
so I'm like, I think we should legalize abortions up until age 12 or 13.
No, it's three.
No, but it's not around you. No, three is like, I did research
game. Memories.
Yeah, three is like, you know your parents, you know food, you know, you could say shit, but you don't know anything about society. You see what I'm saying? Like an actual societal input thought.
I think it's 12. I think it's 8 is one.
You mean how kids have like no concept of money?
Like yeah, or anything they can't comprehend like that kind of shit. Like they don't have any kind of real world grasp on stuff because all they know is everything's given to them or whatever.
It's 12. I'd say probably like 8.
Well, the article I read was 12. Let's say 8 then. All right. So my whole thing was like we should legalize abortions up until 8 because I think that's funny. Just be like, I made you, I created you, and you know
third grade. So by third grade, you can tell if a kid's gonna be shitty.
Yeah, just be like, man, he's
you ate a whole bottle of glue.
Yeah,
nah, you're out.
You didn't memorize your times tables. You know, we're gonna try again, Timmy, and you just take them out. You know,
dude, I've done so many bits, and then they get real weird reactions because it's like I'm just saying honest things.
Yeah, and I'm joking. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, no, if I'm being honest, man, we can tell when a kid is shitty, but we feel obligated because we're like, we made it. We got to raise it. This kid is punching pigeons.
Yeah. Right.
It's not going to get better.
So, no, it'll be cool when he calms down in his 30s.
Yeah, exactly.
And he has
a
daughter, and he's like, oh, now I know I have to treat women differently.
Yeah.
Like,
that's when you learn, Jesus, yeah. Who the fuck let you live this long? You know what I
exactly.
mean? You didn't get into a drunken bar fight and some guy finally killed you on accident.
Dude, it's outlandish that we just, the obligation that we feel, oh, I created it, I got to do it. You know how many other things people quit on in their life? But we feel obligated to keep raising a mass murderer?
Exactly.
That's stupid.
He's killed three neighbors' cats. We got to move again. It's fuck.
Exactly. Yeah, this kid is like Googling how to cut open frogs.
Mutilate shit.
Yeah. And it's like, you know that kid is on some wild shit. And you're like, but that's my kid. You could make another kid.
Yeah.
You can adopt a kid. You can adopt a better kid.
Exactly.
You need to try
this one's Asian. Says he already mastered his times tables at the age of 5.
Says he knows jujitsu.
Yeah. You really want that hanging around?
Yeah. He's got self-defense built in. I ain't got to teach him anything.
Yeah, we don't need an alarm system anymore. This kid is amazing. And plus, once you adopt a kid, that kid is more, he's like,
you can just,
thank you
exactly.
for caring about me. Your kid is like, you made me. I get to do whatever I want. Yeah. I didn't ask to be here. Oh, you piece of shit.
With baby jiu-jitsu, you just throw your gun away, mainly because he just like took it apart in your hand. Like a fucking
Keanu
John
Reeves.
Woo villain.
Right, yeah.
He's like John Wick.
My baby killed 3 intruders with a pencil. What'd your baby do?
Baby Yaga
in
a groggy stupor. He woke out of sleep and did that shit.
It's weird.
I feel like that didn't get enough love. Baby Yaga instead of Babu Yaga, the boogeyman.
Yeah.
Baby boogeyman. Oh man, I'm too clever out here.
Yeah,
I'm too clever.
LA, you
either
changed.
That or y'all don't love John Wick like I love John Wick.
I've never seen it.
What are we even doing
here?
Why aren't we watching John
Wick
right now? I just
from
Dostalvania,
from Rick and Morty reference. That's why.
I was going to say, why do people like expect dogs to do tricks, but babies can just lay there and shit themselves?
Like, they're supposed to be like 1,000 times smarter than this animal.
Yeah.
We roll over
and it just lays there. You know, fuck this baby.
But like the only way is for them, if they aged like Jack, because that's how dogs age, they age like 7 times faster.
True.
Then you would want,
so you're just
you would
dogs...
want a Robin Williams Jack baby. That bunch of jumping.
Well, still, so at age 1, you mean...
Right, so yeah. 1, then yeah.
So by the time a puppy is 1, it's technically 7 years old.
Can you imagine if you have a kid? A kid only lives to be like 12. Oh,
that would be the dream.
Yeah. Somehow we made it to our 30s. I don't know how.
We have so many kids right now.
Yeah. It's like, I got another one in 12 years. Yeah. It's like a passport. You just got
to
reapply.
This one will be able to dunk. Oh, my 12-year-old kid dunking.
If they just had like an in-time mechanic where you just had like his 25 years and it's like, oh, you're not really doing it. We're just going to take your time.
Wasting all of this.
Yeah. Dude, all you have to do is just have to see a couple kids drop dead and be like, oh, I got to get my shit together.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I should work harder.
It's like,
these kids are dropping like flies.
Yeah.
It's like Ricky's Randy bit.
Right.
Died of like a heart attack at age 8
because
it's stress induced.
Oh, yeah. 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 Child.
He didn't get his applesauce fast enough. He just snapped, man. He went crazy. Pressure got to him. He's got a 3-year-old with a 1-year-old on the way. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm
you're
just
saying
like,
if he's 12?
Yeah, I'm reducing everyone's age now. We only live to be like 13 years old.
Yeah,
so you're having kids at like age 8. You know what I mean? That'd be creepy.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the best parts of Jack was when they were like, what do you want to do when you turn 18? He was like, I want to be alive. I was like, ooh.
God damn you, Robin Williams. Making me cry again.
Yeah. It's like, what are you going to do when you're 40 or something like that? Or like 20? He's like, be alive. I was like, oh, that poor guy.
Go to a guy with a dying disease. What are you going to do next year?
Mm-hmm.
You just going to say that to me? You just going to say that in my face? I hope I'm here.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah.
Cool. It got dark.
Probably in a box underground.
Like a guy on a dating website.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Well, hopefully I want to be here.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Shout out to all them dying folk.
Oh, man. This podcast went everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, dying.
Yeah. Now we're it feels dying. Like it's dying.
Yeah, that's kind of oxymoronic.
Oh, it feels just like your careers.
Oh,
oh, shut up. Oh, you hoes.
Wait, what career?
Yeah, exactly. You haven't given it to us yet, Cam. Go fucking beat somebody already, goddammit.
Yeah. Hey, man.
What are you doing back in Florida?
We got some coattails to ride.
I'm working.
It's like, I hope
get a TV show, and you need the fat, fucked up, drunk uncle on there. You know who to come to. All right?
So yeah, that'll be me, and then David will get whatever else there is.
Oh, come on! Listen, I can be a boom guy. I can hold the shit out of a mic stand.
I got this. The sound is going to be perfect.
It'll be like Philip Seymour Hoffman and fucking Boogie Nights.
I can just picture David sitting on the stool.
Damn, you're sweating. Let me dab you down.
David's sitting on the stool holding the boom. It's like, Can you move closer?
You're saying, like the stool scraping on the ground. God damn it.
Stand
who
the fuck
gave him
this
job? Cam, get him out of here.
I've got a bunch of people that I know what roles I want in. Like, if I get certain things, I'm like, oh, you're going to play this guy, you're going to be this guy.
You got David's attention with roles.
Yeah, what? Are they going to be buttered? Is it free? It's a free spread?
The Red Lobster rolls?
Yeah. Cheddar Bay biscuits?
You don't even work for money. You work for the spread.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, maybe
what's
a
spread?
One.
You got Cheddar Bay biscuits? Dude, these are real Red Lobster rolls they have. Are they freaking out?
I was at the end of
it. Are they paying you? Do you see these rolls?
There's like billion-dollar executives. Like, why the fuck is this guy so excited about the food?
Hey, you're like stealing the rolls?
No, it's free. They had to like dumb down their spread because like caviar's too fancy for me. I'm like, I can't have that.
At the end of every day, like David's like, hey, Matt, come over here. And Matt's got to like hold a bag and David just tips the entire craft services table down.
They're going to refill it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's just going to go to waste anyway.
Yeah. Hey, y'all got some more in the back? This was it? All right.
I'm giving it to the homeless and David just goes eats it at his car outside Planet Fitness.
My fingers all greased
homeless
up.
Homeless guys, please, can I just get one? No! I worked for these. These are cheddar biscuits.
Fill out tonight. Breakfast tomorrow.
To have energy for my spots.
Try and put a little jelly on them. You got a little toast and jam.
Get away from me, you subhuman. Oh, he just shoves them. Nom, nom, nom. That'd he just delicious. Licks one, throws it on the ground.
If they touch you, you become them.
Hey, in LA, I think that's real. There's so many homeless people, I think they're contagious. I think they just touch you and you're like, I'm poor now.
Dude, I've seen the videos. People just drive through like these, like, towns
just
of homeless people.
On tents,
yeah,
on tents,
it's like a little shantyville or
you
something.
You touch them and you wind up in an Uber going to find some meth.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I guess this is my life now.
Yeah, where did my shoes go? How do I have on pants with no underwear? Jeez, these aren't even my pants.
You just like look behind you and the guy's like,
he runs off.
Scratching the neck. Success!
Put a shopping cart with everyone else's shit in it too.
I got you another one, master.
He like throws a smoke bomb.
He brings it back to like the king hobo. He's like, here's a rat. You know?
It's not like that on Sunset though, right? Where the clubs are.
He's on the throne of quarters.
It's always homeless people.
For real? Oh, it's like Ybor.
Throne.
Yeah, there's no chickens down there either because they're all eaten.
Yeah, true that. Yeah, people like take the wildlife.
You guys have survivalist homeless.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're out there like catching bobcats and trapping
people
them.
People take your animals. It's hilarious. I see somebody
like your
take
pets?
Somebody's cat. Yeah. There's like a cat in somebody's yard and the dude was just like reached over the fence. Yoink! It was a little fence. Yoink! And then he just like.
Did he say?
Are you
serious? He didn't even run. He just like walked away. Like
that's like Crackhead Ezell and Friday, just always stealing shit.
He's a cute cat. Oh. But you know what? Logically, I think if the people put up like a reward poster and he just has the cat,
well, yeah,
he made $500 by stealing a cat.
Yeah, that's true.
You hold
smart.
On to it for 2 days.
He's like, this is a 3 month investment.
Yeah,
I gotta sit on. I can't come back the first day. That's shady.
Why are we doing comedy when we could just be
stealing
and returning
animals.
Cats?
Yeah. Stealing rich people's cats.
But after the third time, they're like, "You're the same guy. How do you keep finding my animals? I'm really good.
I'm secretly a cat tracker."
It's like the guy showing up in the middle of summer.
I pitched
to, like,
that to Animal Planet.
Sidewalk.
They said no.
It's like, no, I shovel. Just take $5 and leave me the fuck alone.
We have cameras on our property. We have you clearly stealing our cat and giving it back for a reward. Hey, economics.
One me.
Supply and demand. Do you want the cat or no?
You can't prove it was me.
This is my fluffy, see?
That's not me. I'm not in black and white, sir. I'm in color.
I'm a real person. I'm not from Pleasantville.
This is my twin hobo.
Yeah.
Ah, see? I'll kill your cat, see?
That could have been any guy in a feathered hat.
With elbow patch gloves or jackets.
You're holding up your ID for some reason. Yeah. See, I don't even have an ID.
Holding up your ID.
Nope.
ID, I wouldn't even know how to spell that.
And a password. You had two forms of identification.
Right.
It's not a club.
It's YED. Ooh, sauce.
You just
the longer this goes, the dumber I get.
That's the point. That's why we try to make it silly.
Yeah.
Homeless people's rough, though. That's got to suck. Like, yeah. Do you think, like, every time you see a homeless person,
I feel like
this is why I got to keep grinding, because, like, is it, like, an inspiration thing?
I feel like that's why everyone's got
to I'm trying to get serious about it now, sorry.
Because, like, if you live in any real city, there are fucking homeless people.
Because
like,
it's people that tried to make it and didn't, you know what I mean?
No, it's
and anything.
It's people who went to war and came back and they were just like, well, here you go, enjoy the street.
There's a lot of both of those things, but mostly the people who are homeless are just regular dudes, because what happens is they're not allowed to build any more houses in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's zoning restrictions where it's like, you can't break down any more wildlife. You can't chop down any more trees. You can't do any more things. So you can't build more houses. If you can't build more houses, the houses that are there have to contain all the people that are living in the city, right? And more people are moving to LA than are leaving. Yeah. So rent is going up because they're like, well, I'm charging you $900 a month and you've been here for 10 years, but this guy who's moving in from Spokane, Washington has millions of dollars and he's willing to pay $1,800 a month. Who am I to not double the rent because that guy's willing to pay $1,800 a month?
Yeah.
So now you can't afford $1,800 a month, so you get kicked out of your place. You've lived in LA for 10 years, so you don't want to live. Like, you don't want to go somewhere
else. You don't
want
to live.
Yeah, you don't want to leave. Yeah. Or live. You don't want to do either. No.
You don't want to go anywhere else.
It's a big problem
in LA. So you'd rather just be homeless in LA because it's all you know.
Yeah.
Rather than to just move. People don't want to leave LA. These homeless people can walk. They can go anywhere else. Honestly, if you just left LA, they could be better off. They could get jobs and stuff. You just can't live in LA if you don't have like some steady income.
That's so weird.
When
I'd rather live
in like Chino or something.
When I was in LA. When I was in DC, I heard like their rent is so crazy and people are homeless because like they can't build the buildings taller than this stupid fucking Washington Monument.
Yeah.
Like, that's the law. So the buildings can only be that tall, so they can't build up and there's no more fucking space.
Yeah. And there's like, too many parks and wildlife preserves, like you were
like,
saying. Yeah.
How important is it that we see the fucking obelisk? Can we just, like...
Some of these animals need to go. No. Just relocate them, dude. Just move them out to, like, Montana where no one lives.
I guess it gives them some place for the homeless to sleep and be seen, you know, because there's no fucking buildings.
But LA also catches on fire constantly.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hard to build in, like, those mountains and shit.
That is true, yeah. Landslide. There's a lot of landslides and mudslides and shit.
Cause I was driving by when the hill was on fire.
You can see it. I've seen the videos on the interstate.
Where you're like, hey, look, my career.
But I hear the real problem is
on fire.
You don't get reception in the canyon. That's got to be the worst part.
Oh, yeah, true. You just out there in the boonies. We were stuck in Utah. We almost ran out of gas. I'm talking about like sputtering.
Just coasting on fumes.
Like the car was like, hey, man, I'm about done. And we're in Utah in like a mountain. Just looking for a gas station, and yo,
hit the downhill, put it in neutral, and just coasted.
When we got to the gas station, I was like, even if gas is like $7 a gallon, I have to get the hell out of Utah.
But hope they have gas. So did they have gas?
They did have gas.
Okay.
Before you get out of Mormon compound,
you got those small places like that. You know, oh, the truck won't be here for a couple of days to fill up our tank. So
some Hills Have Eyes type shit.
Yeah, you might have to go to
stay in my
the Bates Motels down the road. It's a good establishment.
Motel, see?
Cam walks in with Christina. And they're like, I think I see my sixth and seventh wife.
Kim's I like, better God be the seventh. I better be number seven. I feel like the higher the number, the more important the wife.
You're going to get the least use. That's the plan.
Exactly.
There you go.
There are six other people who have to take a dick before me.
Listen, you got to go Monday through Saturday first.
Yeah. By the time it gets to me, I'll have an escape plan.
I'll be like, why don't we just cuddle and watch football instead?
Yeah. I can get you beer. I'll make you a grilled cheese. Just don't stick it in me.
Damn it, Dale. You're supposed to rest on Sunday.
Yeah. Not a choice.
Utah. A lot of Mormons out there.
I guess, Utah. Man.
Astute observation.
Yeah.
Good job, David.
Where were you in Utah? You don't remember?
I have no idea. I was driving through. I wasn't stopping in Utah.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
I'm trying to go to Nevada.
I'm trying to paint the picture for the listeners. Okay?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I was going all the way to Nevada.
I think most of the time when you're in Utah, you're incidentally in Utah.
Yeah. Nobody's like, well, I went to Utah for vacation.
Salt Lake City's big.
Yeah, but I don't
go to the Salt Lakes and float.
I don't think most people want to go to Utah. I don't think that's ever the destination.
It's usually like a when you're passing through probably kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a don't-stop city.
It's like it's like Georgia minus Atlanta. It's like this, we're driving through this place.
Absolutely.
On the way to something.
Nobody's stopping in Georgia without Atlanta. You take Atlanta out of Georgia. Atlanta should be its own city.
Or its own state, you mean.
Its own
right?
state, yeah.
I live
Shut
there.
Up, David.
I'm sorry. I lived there for 2 years.
I saw you wear that shirt 2 days ago.
Yeah, I'm going to wear it again next time.
Every time.
I have 4 shirts that fit me, Cam. All right?
You think that fits you? That's a good joke.
No, Atlanta was fun.
You just
there.
Got juiced.
But like when you say you live in Atlanta, unless people and they're like, oh, I used to live there. Where'd you live? And then I can be like, oh, I lived in Duluth. But if I say I lived in Duluth, Georgia, nobody's going to, where the fuck is that?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're saying, yeah.
Well, unless they like bluegrass and shit, then they probably heard.
But when you get out in Utah, like where you at, or those states, it's like, and when you pass houses, I always think like, where the fuck do these people work?
The ones where they pay
like,
you
where do they shop at?
What
you know
mean?
What I mean? There's nothing around
for
miles.
Farmers.
Yeah,
I guess that's true. But
some of them farm and they do like they can work from home, do internet stuff.
Yeah. But rent's only like $100 a month, so they can make that shit easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they bought a bunch of land. That's what you do.
A .NET developer in the middle of the fucking desert.
Yeah. You're just be hacking people.
Yeah. I'm just going to Skype in and go get some
like
eggs.
Spies like us.
Go to Utah and just hack the shit out of
middle of nowhere.
Are you hacking me from Utah? Yeah, I bet you won't come here. Nobody comes here.
What are you doing during lunch break? Well, I'm eating whatever I bow hunt.
Hope there's a rabbit outside so I can eat today.
You know, I got to check my traps. You just like go out there.
Yeah, like the mountain.
This is a snare trap. And you see a rabbit hanging from the fucking thing.
I'm going to Whole Foods. I'll see you in a week. Because they have to try.
Yeah, I get it. Would you go to Vegas? We had a show out there?
No, I just went to Vegas.
Hit it big?
To do Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is like that, too. I went there. And when you go there, it's like there's just... Why is that funny?
By David, Vegas, do you mean Duluth?
No.
David Duluth. Is relatable.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to pass off. No.
I, too, have eaten watermelon.
I, too, have eaten lobster biscuits.
I've partaked in the City of Lights. I don't know what it's called.
But. I have also drank Fiji. Can I hit that?
Yeah. Didn't care for it. You get all
pretentious. We have water.
I
you
got
don't
that
have to
from,
share
water. That's from Hurricane Irma.
You have this water?
No. That's just price-gouged water.
Yeah.
When Hurricane Irma came, we went to Publix, and like our Publix bar house, that's all they had was Fiji water left.
Yeah,
and it was like $36 a bottle or some crazy shit. Not
I would
that
just
much,
say like
for the it was like I think it was like 34 for
a case of eight
for
or
a case yeah, yeah. Like case of eight.
I will say I'll take and the sponsorship from
nothing,
Fiji if they want
yeah.
it.
Nothing,
yeah, right.
No water has ever tasted better than this water.
Because
no,
you paid so much for it.
But not even that, man. Fiji has the juice. Fiji, Smart Water are the one and two of like waters, and then Aquafina is below. Everything.
Yeah.
Aquafina is
I love Zephyr Hills water.
I take Deer
actually.
Park over that.
Aquafina I like Zephyr Hills.
Tap water they bottle.
Yo,
like, they don't do
Aquafina.
Shit to it.
No. Zephyr Hills is my favorite.
I'll punch out.
Zephyr Hills
in the
is
mouth.
Legit.
Yeah. But I don't think they have that. They only have it here in Florida.
You can get the raw water, you know, just stick your hand in the stream like they got now.
I saw
like
the
35
most,
a gallon.
So you get
I
dysentery.
Saw the most hipster bullshit when I was in St. Pete once. I saw boxes of water.
There you go.
Yo, those are delicious.
Like a juice box?
Those
you know
are delicious. They sell those in L.A., and I promise you they're the juice.
I heard somebody, like, it was a group of people, and this kid was like, well, I'm going to have a box of water if everyone else is having one. I don't want to be the only one not having a box of water.
Now that is corny.
Yeah. But it kind of goes along with like, well, you think anybody's going to buy a bottle of water? And now it's the same thing. It's like, I'll buy a bottle of water, not a box of water.
Yeah, they just package it differently to seem fancy.
Next, they'll get real
the box
Canadian.
Is dope.
They'll have a bag
like
of
a
water.
It's a carton of orange juice. Yes.
Is it? It looks like that. It has a little sippy straw
it's
you punch in it.
No, it doesn't
no.
have a sippy straw. Like
you
the
fold
cat.
It open like a milk carton.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's great. That water, the water inside.
I think
is
my
so
brain
good.
Would make it taste like either the from concentrate orange juice, the chocolate from school. Like, yeah. That's exactly what would
happen. That's not how your brain works, man. That's not how taste buds work.
It is amazing.
I know it isn't, but I have a feeling it would, like, because that's
it would
so
manipulate your taste
brain.
Buds.
Yeah.
It is amazing how much different the flavor is for shit based on what it's contained in.
Oh,
yo,
yeah.
Have you ever taken Capri Sun juice out of a Capri Sun?
Weird.
It tastes like trash can, like sewage. But if you drink it in the pouch, it's amazing. Because I didn't have the straw, so I just stabbed it.
Yeah.
And then, like, I poured it into a cup. And I drank it out of the cup, and I was like, this is not the same. This is not
the
same.
It's the vessel's different, yeah.
Yo, drinking it out of that little yellow straw in the Capri Sun, it's delicious. You take it out, man, it is garbage.
Yeah, I think
it's like I hate
have,
beer
yeah.
out of, like, an aluminum can. I'd
I
rather have it out of a
bottle.
I think
only being able to have, like,
well,
like
that's
six
every time
or three
I get...
ounces at a time, like, sipping it.
Yeah.
Like,
you
rather than, like, taking
slow.
A chug, yeah, then it's like...
Maybe.
If I get a can of beer, I am the worst person because I'm like, I'm going to need a glass.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not drinking it.
Well, because it changes the flavor of it, yeah. No.
Is it pretentious?
Yeah.
Is it?
So I guess if you go somewhere and you see, like...
What was it? Can I have a clean glass?
I'm sorry, we aren't all from Pensacola.
I know. The cleanest of all.
So why they started putting the water in a box thing, is it like a visual thing? Like he's going there and he's like, I'm not going to buy a
different.
Bottle of water.
It's
I'm going to buy
it's
a
just
box.
It's a different brand.
Yeah.
So it's people going, we want to sell water. I mean, how do you think Fiji's a brand?
Is it
Fiji's
more expensive though?
Not
oh
really.
Yeah. It's a little more. Like it was like a.
I got
like,
it from a bar, so it was like the same as like anything else.
Did you drink out of that on stage?
The geometry.
No. It was
like in between bits, he's tipping back a carton of water.
What's the one that looks like designer? Is that Voss? Not Voss.
Yeah, that's Voss.
Yeah, that water. Like it just like we're
the
gonna
slender,
make it look a designer.
Cylinder.
Yeah, and like Fiji's like in a square container. Like what is this?
Hey, man,
it's
the Rich Voss a cool brand. Bottle will sell your product.
Oh yeah.
What was it like not Rain, but there's one vodka or something that just kind of.
Yeah, it's weird. Martinelli's,
like, why do I want to drink that?
Martinelli's shaped like a little apple. It's smart.
Yeah,
it's just a little.
This one
bowl.
Looks like a raindrop.
There's one served in a skull.
A raindrop bottle would sell.
Yeah,
absolutely, a raindrop bottle would sell.
There's one that's like a crystal skull, and my girl wants it because it's just a skull.
It looks
like,
cool.
I don't know what the fuck it tastes like.
Production-wise, it probably is a pain in the ass to get a bunch of those plastic bottles made that way.
Yeah,
right.
But. I bet people buy it way more than they buy it.
But you price gouge it. That's why it costs more and stuff. Yeah.
You would be amazed how easy it is to blow mold a plastic bottle. Like, it's not difficult at all.
That looks like a skull?
No, the skull is glass.
Oh, a glass water bottle.
No, it's glass
water.
No, vodka.
It's vodka.
Oh,
skull. Yeah, it's vodka.
I do know
skull.
What you're talking about. Yeah, it's blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. Christina wanted it too. Idiot.
That's yeah. It's a
fucking Indiana people.
Stupid! It's dumb to want things to go. Oh, it looks like a skull. I want to drink that vodka. You don't even like vodka. I know,
yeah, but I want. But I like this.
Dump
one.
It out.
In a
put
skull,
orange juice
Cam.
In.
It's in a skull.
No, she likes vodka. Don't worry about that.
Every woman loves vodka. I hate vodka. Vodka just gives me headaches.
Yeah, eventually.
You gotta drink a cranberry juice to get the antioxidants. I don't know if that helps with headaches. It just sounded fancy.
Jesus Christ.
David, you're the smartest dumb motherfucker I've ever met. Antioxidants. But I've also butt chugged.
I got a bit.
He's also got the DWs.
I got a bit I'm trying
DWs.
About that. I got a bit where it's like there's certain people say things and like it seems dumb on the surface, but when you really think about it, it's smart. I'm the opposite, where it's like sometimes I'll say things that seem smart, but when you really think about it, you're like, that motherfucker's dumb.
I don't think I've ever thought that.
You know what I mean? And then, hold on, here's the big punch. Okay?
I'm
burning
rule
bits.
Of threes.
Jesus.
And then you got people who just say something dumb that are dumb. Those are dumb-dumbs. They're called suckers.
Ah.
Hey-o! This is why I haven't done
okay.
it. This is why I haven't done it, Cam.
Jesus.
You see what I'm saying? This is why I haven't done it, but... I like the idea of the beginning part, and I don't know where to go with it. But
you calling those dumb-dumb suckers? You can really bank
those
on that.
Those suckers
bit.
Dumb-dumbs?
Yeah, bank on So silly,
hey,
I
man,
know.
I've heard worse jokes.
Yeah. No, it's not. This. I've never done this on stage. I'm just
I've
saying it's something that
jokes.
I want to, like,
it
the beginning
be,
part
it
of it.
It would get a chuckle.
That
yeah, but that's,
silly.
It's not worth a chuckle.
You are a silly man.
Yeah.
I'd go, ha-ha. Continue, good sir.
Ha-ha. Hey, stick with me, kid. I'll
you know
make
what?
That bet to the top.
In the 80s, yeah, you would have got you Jason Creamer, whatever.
I'll be on the
Stanley
Creamer.
Ah, that's That dum dum bit. Nah.
We can pitch that to the company for a commercial. I got a radio ads lined up. It's after the fireside chats.
I'm gonna call Johnny personally. Johnny, you gotta see this kid. Johnny, you put him on the couch. Johnny.
But he's gonna call him like a fucking Chuck Berry in Back to the Future. You know that new bit you've been waiting for?
Yeah, this is the bit I got for you, Johnny.
Well, listen to this.
No, you
couldn't. You know that new sucker you don't have a name for yet? Listen to this.
Selling shirts, dumb, dumb sucker.
David's doing the Lollipop Festival.
Yeah.
God. But anyway, yeah. So, but I think that's funny though that you said that because I—that's how I feel about myself.
I don't
say,
trust that you.
Sometimes I'll say stuff that seems smart, but it's really dumb when you think about it.
I don't
it,
trust that you know what funny is, Dave.
You're right. You are seriously right about.
Yeah.
That.
What do you think he's doing here? Hey. No, that was good. I'd like it, Dave. Run it tonight.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So you got Cam doing like, hey, do you think they have? Like what was it, the corporate office meeting for porn? And then you're like, yeah, suckers and dum-dums. I'm like, especially one's a little bit more solid.
Well, Cam's a way better comic than me, all right?
Aw, thanks, man.
It's not even the bit itself. Like, he could take that idea that I just said and make it way funnier.
Dum-dums and suckers?
Yeah.
I don't think I could, man.
Yeah, you could.
I think
there's
no salvaging that. No,
oh, God, is that bad?
The joke, not.
It's like, no. I like the beginning part of it, I'm saying, where it's like how people sometimes say that because we've all met people like that.
You know, it's like taking candy from a Davy.
Yeah,
hey.
Like a Davy, exactly.
Jesus, this is what we've become in like an hour and a half.
Yeah, remember how I said if you had those moments where you're like, I wish I was back in LA. After this, you're gonna be like, God damn it, that's one of them.
Not even that, bro. Honestly, this is. I've just been exhausted since I got here. I haven't stopped. So
you just had your birthday, didn't it?
No, birthday's Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. Mm, okay.
Oh, shit.
Who's buying me drinks, man?
That's when this comes
out. I already
out.
Bought you one.
You did buy me one. Thank you again for that, man.
You going to be at the improv?
I offered to get you beers. Did not tell me what you wanted.
Oh, yeah. Dude, because when I was messaging you this morning, I was trying to sleep. That's why I had to delay an hour. I needed that extra hour of sleep.
Yeah.
Damn, I wish I would have had some beers, though. Because, yep. I'm trying to drink. It's too expensive to drink in LA.
I guess some of the beers that Shannon had when she was here, if you want some of those.
Was it like $8 for a Bud Light or something crazy like that?
Yeah, it's like that. It's like $9 for a Corona. Jesus. That's why, so before we go to like mics and stuff.
Pre-gaming.
Yeah, we'll buy like a bottle and then we'll all just, you don't even want to put it with like Coke or anything. You just want to drink it straight because you're like, yo, we can't afford to.
I appreciate
mix
this
down.
We
yeah,
can't
you
afford
don't have
to
time.
Mix this down. Yeah. We got to pay $20 for this bottle.
Aristocroft. Aristocrat vodka, pop off vodka.
Oh nah. We're it's like four people throwing in a bottle of like Jack or like Captain.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we're not doing no Wolf Schmidt.
Yeah.
I've had them days, man. I couldn't go on stage if I was
Daniel
on Wolf
Evans
Schmidt.
Or what is that shit called? The fake Jack Daniels?
I have no idea.
Something Evans it's called.
That's the only thing I miss about high school is we used to throw the parties and we'd have we'd buy like a two
what, like 2 years ago?
We'd have Wolf Schmidt and Kool-Aid, and we'd mix it together, and people would be like, this is amazing, and we're like, that costs $3.
Yeah. Tastes like gasoline. It's not amazing at all.
It was like, funny thing.
Funny thing, you paid $3 for that cup, and that was the whole bottle.
One time I was at this party, and I just had a bunch of Everclear and orange juice. I think I had
that's dangerous.
I had a big gulp of it.
Wow.
I think I drank.
You were suppressing things.
I drank two of them.
drinking Everclear means you're trying to forget shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's every day of my life.
Barry. We just had Boone's Farm. We had a kiddie pool at one party I went to with like just all these different Boone's Farms in there. Strawberry Hills and the margarita one and blueberries.
Southern Comfort put me on my ass more times than I can count.
SoCo and Lime. It's good shit.
How much does it take to get you drunk?
It takes a lot, to be honest. Like, I handle my liquor. Like, for a skinny dude,
Because that was, they're like, all right, six, what, four, five?
Four. I saw you at the Side Splitters 25th anniversary with Carl LeBeau was there. You got a little tipsy that night.
Oh, I was lit. Yeah. You know how much I had been drinking
that
day?
What I'm saying. You were drinking a lot, though, and I was like, he was still kind of together.
I was still holding together. I was having fun.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
what it's all about.
To get me, like, to that wild point where I can't handle myself. Oh, you know what? Port Charlotte. I was just in Port Charlotte with
Tequila.
Luke, Wednesday night. Mm. Oh, my God. After the show at Vasani's, I left after my set. Me and Luke went to do a mic. We do the mic, and it was packed out. This mic could not have fit more people in this bar. It was probably about 100 people in this bar. and they're all just going, oh man, y'all were great. Want to buy you a drink? 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 Dude, I had probably 13 Bud Lights, two shots of a, who'd they do this? Sour, what's the sour one? Lemon Midori? Drop.
Oh,
so lemon drops. They had me doing Jameson. I was mixing everything,
oh,
right?
Shit.
And I was good.
Really?
Till I got in the car and I was starving.
Oh, yeah.
And I had ate some shrimp Alfredo. Like, I had some shrimp Alfredo from Bassani's, and I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm finna eat this. I'm hungry. I was like, nom, nom, nom. This is amazing. Oh.
What
5 minutes
night.
Later. And it was just downhill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's that mix between, like, too much alcohol, like, just too much stuff physically in your stomach. Mm-hmm. And then once, like, however much alcohol you have on top of it, like, once you hit that peak, too much in my stomach, it's
you just got to unload.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
You're done, son.
I still maintained the whole night, though. I didn't, like...
Right.
Actually, there was... Because I've never blacked out, because that terrifies me. I wouldn't want to forget what I did in the night.
Yeah.
I've done it all
Luke,
the time.
Luke said that I said something, and I was like, I said that? And I've never remembered what I've said.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, for real, I said that? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, shit, what else did I say that I forgot? Because that
right.
gets dangerous with me.
Yeah. I had a friend that I would... her name was Lana. She was like my stenographer for the night. Like I would get blacked out drunk. And I'd be like, who did we talk to? She'd be like, oh, you talked to Jamie Robin, blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, did I say anything wrong? No, you're good. I'm like, thank God.
Yeah, yeah. I was safe tonight.
I've never been
yeah,
blacked
like, who
out.
Who do I have to talk to tomorrow? She's like, no, you're good. Well, then she'd be like, you got to go talk to Michelle.
I've never been blacked out from alcohol. It's anger. I've been blacked out twice from anger.
Did she?
If I were you, I'd be angry too.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Matt, did she give you like, what was she like really on point about? Like, she's like, you're going to want to bring these chocolates.
Okay. You're going to want to apologize to this person.
Yeah, she was like
I got you a card. I already
right.
filled it out.
Yeah, it's funny.
When I drink a certain amount.
It was like in Liar Liar, that secretary.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, baseball stuff. Yeah.
when I drink a certain amount,
Matt's
I'll get handling. Turned up. So like every shot or every drink I do after that, I just start like, I'm a warrior. Like I just get turned up to the point where like I can handle anything.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I get invincible. It's like the Mario
that's
star.
That's what liquor does to you. Usually alcohol throws your inhibitions.
Yeah, like I can survive a train.
Yeah.
Take that train head on, man.
Right.
I'm going Super Saiyan. It ain't going
to
hit me.
I tried to go Super Saiyan so many times in my life. Like as an adult, I've tried. I tried probably yesterday.
It's like...
I think I can do it.
Did you wind up shitting yourself?
Nope. I guess I didn't try hard enough.
Yeah. That was exactly what I was thinking. I went Super Saiyan, you shit your pants.
That's how you bust a blood vessel, man. You're going to hurt yourself.
What's wrong
with your
eye?
Aneurysm.
Go up and have a completely red eye.
Man, yeah. I'm afraid of getting the hemorrhoids, bro. I'd be on the toilet a lot. Is that a weird thing to say out loud?
No. I can relate.
I'd be afraid because... I think my butt's going to be like, hey, man, we've tried to keep it together for so long.
It's just shredded now.
Because I write a lot of jokes on the toilet, and I like to jerk off on the toilet. So
yeah.
I'll be on the toilet quite some time.
Don't your legs go to sleep after a
it's
while?
It's going full Berlin Wall in his ass.
Yeah.
I'll be on the toilet that long.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's only bad if they're on the outside, because that's when you feel them.
Yeah.
Oh, hemorrhoids?
Mm-hmm.
I've had
you
times.
You can have inside and out.
Like, you want to talk about too much? I've had times where I was like, I did not think I did not think I could ever relate to a woman more because, like, sometimes I shit and I look down and it's just straight blood.
Oh,
like,
man.
Now I know
I've never
how
worried
it
about
feels.
Another man's health.
No, I mean just, like,
hope you're okay.
Completely red in the toilet.
Oh,
wow. Man.
It's that Tom Segura bit where he only poops diarrhea. He's like, I just thought everyone shit like that.
You
like,
just go in,
I
paint
did,
the walls, and then you
flush it down.
I did not know I drank punch today.
Yeah.
Or beets.
Yeah, then a lot of beets.
I was so mad one time. I'm a big fan of beets.
Yeah. Broke Steven.
Beats by Steve.
No, Beats by
Steve.
Oh, jeez.
Totally different than Dre's. No, I'm saying.
Yeah, they sound terrible. I had pooped a little
sound
blood.
Like
and so I went to the doctor and I was like, hey man, like I pooped a little blood. Am I good? Like I just want to make sure I'm all right. And he was like, well, I have to make sure you're not lying about pooping blood. And I was like, I have to check, like, for me to give you this medicine.
Does that happen a lot?
No, bro. I was like, hold up. Who's coming in here lying about pooping blood to get these not good drugs. These aren't like Percocets and like drugs that people like lie for. People aren't lying for this medication.
Can I get medicinal marijuana now, sir? Because I poop blood.
Exactly. It was some stuff where I was like, you have to prove that I'm antibiotics. Bleeding.
It's like nothing.
Tylenol 800, please.
Yeah. So stupid.
Because I pooed some blood.
I think you just wanted to see my poo.
My friend from Colombia was talking about that, like about how if he needs antibiotics, he just goes to the store and he's like, "Can I just get some like ortho?" And they're like, "Here." It's like, okay, all right, I'm just going to go home. But like now, every time here, it's like, well, we're going to do these tests and make sure you're good and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, when I went to the dentist, they did that. I had to give them my card and like my ID, and then they asked for the card. So I left the dentist, and I went, this is to get the pills, the antibiotics. I had a prescription from the doctor. And they're like, do you have your prescription insurance card? I'm like, I don't have one of those. I just have dental and vision.
I don't know what the
problem is. Or dental and health. I'm like, I don't have.
I don't know why they make it so hard to get antibiotics. They think people are just going to be walking down the street.
They want you sick, bro.
You're going to be in like the park. Like, I got some azithromycin.
Yeah, I got this amoxicillin. That's what I'm taking, amoxicillin.
You got the flu? You got the flu, my guy? You want some? You want this?
I got some Z-Pex.
Yeah. It's so silly. I don't know. It's just to get you in the system.
You're just going to be abusing it.
We sound like some pure conspiracy theorists.
Oh, yeah. That's how I do it.
Big business, eh?
It starts with the chemtrails.
Like, hey, man, is it gram positive or negative? I got you, baby.
Right in Matt's wheelhouse.
Right in my wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah. You're a doctor, Matt.
Nah.
Almost. Yeah. You're an almost doctor.
And Doc McWilliams.
Yeah, exactly. I'm almost a comic, too. So.
Hey, I wouldn't go that far. Hey, yeah. Hey.
Oh, no, I feel like I've been mean to
you all this time.
Oh, that's fine, dude. It's all right.
It's the theme in the
You can't
world.
Be any worse than we are in ourselves.
Actually, that... So. Well, I mean, you fit along exactly with the theme. For some people just love trashing me, like, whatever we get on anything, really. So,
We're talking about, like, movies? You would never be in a movie! What?
Have you ever watched...
Out of all of us, he would be the only one that would be in a movie.
you pop into Open Mike's channel.
I mean, us three.
No, he does. Uh-huh. Yeah, sometimes you go onto the Open Mic Live Show channel, and like you see, they talk about Matt all the time.
Yeah,
like Matt's like the permanent guest.
And they're just fucking trashing me. Yeah.
No publicity is bad publicity. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
I appreciate it. So they're like, no, he's a good guy.
The clubs are gonna start working, and they're gonna be like, I keep hearing about this Matt Williams.
Yeah, they're like, he's a nice guy. I'm like, anything else? Hopefully, funny.
Very nice.
You heard of his jokes? Yeah,
nicest guy you'll ever meet. But is he funny? Pack the house with the nicest folks you ever seen.
Yeah. He'll bring a smile to your face.
He'll smile every time you see him.
He goes up on the stage. Right. He brings a real respectful energy.
What about his jokes? Listen, see? I'm going to need you to stop asking about the jokes, all right?
It's not about the jokes.
It's like, sometimes it's about a good energy.
Did you ask Michelangelo about his brush? No. He's on the final product.
Yeah. That's what we could name this episode. What was it? Steve Cream Pie?
Yeah. Stanley Creamer.
Stanley Creamer. Yeah, there we go.
Hey, y'all want some coffee?
No. I don't want a Stanley Creamer.
Cool.
And he has a pacemaker, or he rolls around like some of those. He's just old.
Yeah. Why would he have a pacemaker?
Not a pacemaker. What's the, you roll around insulin with him and shit.
Got an insulin pump?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
He's like, I'm just going to adjust this so I can eat some cookies.
No, like, I imagine how they roll around like that thing. Like
the rascal?
What are you talking about? You're talking about IV drip?
Yeah, there you go. Here's the IV drip for them. I don't know the medical shit.
Like the most impractical way.
Rolling around.
Most people just old guy. It'd be funny. He's still smoking.
Most people just have like an insulin fanny pack.
If you've got that, then you definitely have on a hospital gown.
Yeah, you should not leave the hospital.
Oh, I don't know.
Why are you out in the streets?
Is that what happened?
And they're
to me?
Like, oh, and by the way, your hospital gown's on backwards.
Sometimes I just want to hang my dick.
Hospital gown they give you.
It's like a rug. It's like a hospital floor rug.
They just take a curtain
they give you,
off the
they
shower.
Give you your dick is just out. They're like, sir, can you put it away? Give me the second half of this robe.
Yeah. Where's the? I'm telling you, they just give him the shower curtain. Just like, and he's got the rings as a necklace.
It's filled with helium.
Then he just comes in like, sir, we can't help you here. Not that we can't fix you. We just can't robe you.
He looks like Homer Simpson in a disability episode.
Right, yeah.
You want me to put on the nightgown? They're like, keep your clothes on.
Yeah. Mom said don't
we'll
wear
operate with
outside.
The shirt on.
Like, we're going to need to keep you overnight. This is a BYOR hospital. Can you get someone to bring down your own robe?
You're like, oh, you mean a parachute?
Well, like, don't you guys have scrubs and stuff? No, no, not big enough.
Let me hold these bed sheets real quick.
Can you staple them together on one side and wrap it around?
I got to go outside. We're going to be doing rascal races.
Racing in wheelchairs are fun.
What? Is that something you've done?
Yeah, yeah. You never gone to, like, Safeway and... I don't know why I said Safeway, but like Publix and like you have the wheelchairs and you just race around the store.
The electric scooters?
Yeah.
That's different than a wheelchair scooter. A wheelchair.
Well, those two.
Everybody's raced electric scooters. Yeah. Nobody's racing wheelchairs.
I don't even know where I would get one. Am I just like, are you dumping the paralyzed guy? I need this.
I'm trying to have fun.
Yeah, nobody's that callous.
Never gone.
It's like, hey, thank you for your service, dump. Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
We're going to do some plugs?
Making it do a crawl of shame.
You want me to plug things, man?
Yeah, Cam's got dates, so this should take a while.
When does this come out? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
So Thursday through Sunday, I'm at Side Splitters. Next Thursday through Saturday, I'm at Snappers in Palm Harbor.
I got to give a shout-out during your spot on this. Side Splitters, Ricky Hickens going to be hosting.
Yeah, Ricky Hickens.
Yeah, the headline's Eric Myers.
Eric is one of the absolute funniest
dudes. And he's a Florida native too, isn't he?
Yeah, honestly, it's one of my favorite compliments. Yeah, he came up in Orlando. It's one of my favorite compliments I ever got. He's one of those dudes that, like, he'll go up at 1 o'clock in the morning at the Comedy Store because nobody wants to follow him, so they will not put him up earlier. Because if he goes up before, like, Rogan, I promise you Rogan will be sweating his whole set.
Really?
He's a beast.
Dude,
so
wasn't he on stage when the guy got shot outside too there?
Eric Myers?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Someone got shot outside the Comedy Store. It was like a year and a half ago.
I know somebody got shot. Yeah. I didn't know who was on stage. I think Jack Knight was on stage.
Oh, I thought Eric Myers was.
I thought
it
was Jack. But, maybe.
Sorry.
So we did Side Splitters together before I left, and I was middling for him, and I was just having a blast. It was a dope show. And then as soon as I come off, that little exchange between, like, when the host is up doing the announcements and the feature, like, gets to, like, dap up the headliner, he was like, yo. He was like, that was wow. He was like, you have to move. Like, now he was like sweating. He was like, yo, I don't know how I'm gonna have to follow that. Like, he was genuinely shook. And if you've ever seen Eric, this dude will have everybody else in the room shook. Like, every comic's like, yo, I'm not trying to go up after that. Like, to have him afraid was wild to me. And then he goes on stage and immediately just starts destroying.
Yeah. But
I was like, yo, I had him nervous. And that was such a good feeling.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I made a dude that I look up to sweat.
Yeah.
Like, right. Even a little. Like,
yeah. That's what I like, is that, like, guys like you and the guy, like, guys that are heavy hitters, you don't want to follow them because you guys make it a nightmare for the guys that's going to go up next. And so, like, I think that's what we all try to go at.
I like it, though, because it's a challenge. So, yeah, it's a challenge for sure.
It is so
I had to follow
awesome
Jonas Tuesday.
To hear, like, dicks. Someone you respect say
that they rock with you.
Yeah, like, honestly, when you said that to me, like, at Dunedin the one time, that was cool as
it
shit.
It was before Dunedin. I remember
it was at Black
you,
Crow.
Yeah, we did Black Crow. And you did the Batman thing. It's a great joke. As soon as I heard it, I was like, "Oh, this guy's gonna be funny."
Yeah,
like it's you see talent in people early.
But the other thing is, like, I did my first guest set was with Jim Florentine there, and Jim came up to me and made it a point, and he was like, "That was a great shit. You're awesome." And I'm like, I cannot believe Jim Florentine has given me a fucking
Florentine's
compliment.
A sweetheart. He told me, like, I had hosted for him. This was like 3 years ago. And he was like, he was talking to one of the fans, and he was like, this dude's going to take my job in a couple of years. He was like, legitimately, like, he was like, this guy's, he's like, he's dope. And so the fan was like, oh, yeah, he was adorable, blah. But Jim was like, no, you don't understand. He was like, I'm going to come back here in a couple of years. He was like, and I'll be opening for him. Like,
nice.
I wouldn't want him to open for me. He's got his own credits, he's headlining his own things. But, like, he showed love as if, like, oh, I see what's about to happen.
Yeah.
It was dope, man. Jim Florentine's a good dude. Mm-hmm. And you got the guest spot way earlier than anybody I've ever seen. So hang your hat on that. Which is why you shouldn't quit, you idiot. Nah, you're an idiot.
You'll
like,
see
I
that
get
again.
Being sad and shit. Like, I get the, like, oh, you know, this isn't what I want to do. If it's not what you want to do anymore, like, no worries. But, like, you're progressing faster than 99% of people. I progressed fast, and I had to do 9 guest spots before I got to host a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
9 guest spots. It's the most guest spots anybody had to do before they got a full weekend. So doing that one guest spot so early, you're only a couple months in, right?
What, now?
Yeah. Well,
I'm like, at 8.
8 months. And you've already gotten to do a guest spot and, like, do other shows and shit. Man,
I've done
out.
2 guest spots.
You're, like, complaining. I'm about to...
Yeah, I've been 2 years. I've never even done a guest spot, dude. Get out of here.
It's man, you're progressing. You got to hang your hat on the victories. Stop going, oh, man, I don't have a show tonight. Or, oh, man, this is...
That's what I said, like, after the Iberian thing. I was like, I saw Jorge, like, that Friday, and I was like, he's like, I heard you won Iberian. I was like, yeah. I was like, well, I was like, it was all right. I was like, it'll get me through the next, like, 3 to 4 bombs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well...
Like, because you go fall back on that. Well, I had that great set, so it's like it helps you get through the next...
Well, I won Iberian twice.
There you go, then.
Like, I think
I'm still
the only
champ. I've been going for 6 months and I still got the record.
I think the only person I know who regularly still does it, who had it more than me, is either Katie or Matt Walker.
Yeah,
I know Kupo was winning them for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kupo and Rachel just bounce back and forth with winning.
You know, I still got the most wins. Every week I go in there, they be like, "Oh, I can't bitch ass me to get this $50." I need the money, though. All right,
yeah,
you guys
true.
Have jobs.
You're not a Tampa comic anymore. You're LA now, dude.
I'm a broke comic.
You got the LA is. On you, yeah. So you're a real LA comic.
All right, yeah. Let's go through the rest of the plugs.
Right? Yeah, sorry.
Got your sidetracked.
Yeah, the plugging thing took forever. Jesus.
So,
yeah, I'm at Side Splitters Thursday through Sunday, and then I'm at Snappers Thursday through Saturday, and then after that I'm in Sarasota at McCurdy's Thursday through Sunday, and then there's a bunch of small shows like the Wednesdays and stuff, but you know. Come to.
Or hit it. What, you got it all on your social media, right?
Where's yeah, that? Yeah, yeah. It's all on there. Cam the Comic, Cam Bertrand. Anybody who's listening to this already knows me. Jesus.
Yeah, that's true.
I would hope.
Not so. Always. Not always. We have a few. There's that, people in Texas that listen. There's people in LA. We get some downloads in LA.
Yeah.
They have a couple in Arkansas. Great Britain.
Yeah. Austin, Texas is actually the biggest now behind
really?
Florida.
Yeah, there was nice. A Texas guy that added me. Yep. So, like, I guess it's getting out there.
Awesome. Shout out to Austin.
We're working our way across the states, across the country.
So I'll be at Moon Tower soon.
Hopefully we get
yeah, right.
Hopefully we can get that guy in Utah.
Yeah.
Get us a couple bots, you know.
Yeah, see? Working on my computer.
That Utah demographic.
Mm-hmm.
We can hack us some downloads.
Attaboy.
We'll send them some real beer. They'll be so happy.
All right, guys. Can we put our pants back on now?
Yes.
No, sure.
Do you got anything to plug there, David or Maddie?
I'll be at the Iberian show, but that already happened, so it won't matter.
81 Bay, though, right?
81 Bay on Thursday, yeah.
I think both you were on there or just
yep.
you?
We'll
no,
nah,
I think
there.
We're both on that one.
Okay.
And
with, who's headlining that?
John
Jacobs,
John Jacobs,
I think?
Yeah. And I think Jonas is featuring.
Yes.
What, so, the Iberian?
Iberian, yeah. No, not Iberian.
No.
81
Bay.
81 Bay.
So that should be a dope-ass show.
Should definitely. Be good.
This isn't really a plug for me, but if you're hearing this on Wednesday, get your ass out and go see Rio at an improv. It's either $5 or free. You can't fucking beat that.
Mm-hmm. And you can see Jamar Neighbors, who was like really good comic.
And Jonas Prasendu,
and
who
Jonas.
Is also fucking amazing. So, I mean,
they're all
it's one of the best
boom.
Shows you can do for basically free.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the only thing I have to plug is like Wigs and Wit I'll be doing March 11th.
Nice.
So I'll probably plug that again next week when we're talking to Jeff Klein.
Yeah, it's his show, so yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jeff. He hosted last night when I was at...
Masani's, right? Yep.
Actually, not last night. Night before last.
He is such
Jeff,
a sweetheart.
Jeff has gotten a lot better.
Yep.
He's such a nice dude, and he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for being here with us, Cam. This was awesome.
No, thank me for being here with you.
I literally just...
No, thank me.
I think it's time right, to get
next,
on them
next
knees.
Time I'll kiss the ring. Fuck you.
And by the ring, you mean I think I'll...
Show him the appreciation.
Hey, show me Stanley Creamer's ring and I'll kiss it.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for having me. I mean, this is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing it. All right. Until next time, people. Bye.